The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Safety Racer Company, as the New York Yankees and Brooklyn Dodgers get ready for the opening game of the 1956 World Series. This is the 18th consecutive year that Baseball Championship Classic is being broadcast on the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports. In addition to the World Series, Gillette airs sports events the year round, including the Rose Bowl game, Blue Gray game, Kentucky Derby, All-Star Baseball game, and the best in boxing every Friday night. To thank you for using its products. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Attention, Mounties, we approach the opening of this 56 World Series, the climax of one of the most exciting baseball seasons in history. The Brooklyn Dodgers, champions of the National League, and the New York Yankees, pennant winners of the American League, are poised and ready to go, awaiting that first big pitch. The Dodgers and the Yankees, old World Series rivals, loaded with famous old pros, battling for the World Championship just as they did a year ago. Last October, the Brooks emerged with a title in seven games, the first Dodger team to win the series after seven previous attempts. And now the proud Yankees are out to reclaim the honor as standard bearers of the American League. The hour approaches, and baseball fans the world over have their attention focused on this scene here at Ebbets Field. Over 30,000 people are jammed into the home of the Dodgers, and among those already present for the grand opening is President Dwight D. Eisenhower. President Eisenhower, who's been known to take a day off from his White House duties to see a ball game at Griffith Stadium in Washington, has made the trip up to Brooklyn to take in this spectacle. He's the first chief executive to see a World Series game since 1936, when the late President Franklin D. Roosevelt saw the third game of the series between the New York Giants and the Yankees at the Polo Grounds. We've already had the pregame ceremonies down on the field. This will be the president's first look at the Dodgers, although he saw the Yankees play twice in Washington this season and win both times, incidentally. The presidential car earlier came through the center field gate. The band played Hail to the Chief until the president finally left the car near home plate. And the president was met behind home plate by Commissioner Ford Frick, Walter O'Malley, Warren Giles, William Harridge, Borough President John Cashmore, and the rival managers Casey Stengel and Walter Alston. And the players were then introduced to the president. They formed lines. The Dodgers formed a line on the first base line, the Yankees on the third base line, both facing toward the stands. And Manager Alston introduced the Dodgers and Manager Stengel the Yankees as they passed by the president. First the Dodgers went by, then the Yankees, and the umpires followed. They were introduced also. After that, Tex Rickett announced the playing of the national anthem by the 14th Regiment Band. Everett McCooey sang it. The players were facing the flag in center field. The Marine Color Guard raised the flag. And after the anthem, Roy Campanella took a spot just over behind the photographers who were en masse off to our right side here is President Eisenhower, wearing a brown suit this afternoon, got set to throw out the first ball. He held the ball for a few minutes, waiting until the photographers got their shots. He threw it out, and then a second pitch was made, and all the photographers seem to be satisfied now. They had taken their pictures of this headline event. So that is the story of events which have already transpired down below us on the field. President is now off just to the side of the dugout to our right with the presidential party, and the fans are eagerly awaiting the start of play this afternoon. Just as playing before the nation's first citizen is old hat to the Yankees, so is playing in the World Series, because this will mark the 22nd time that a Yankee team has carried the American League's banner in the October Classic. 16 times the Yankees have won the series, only 5 times have they lost. the Yankee manager Casey Stengel. This will be his seventh World Series at the helm of the Yankees. Only three managers in the long annals of the game can claim more series appearances. John McGraw of the Giants and Joe McCarthy of the Cubs and Yankees made it nine times each. Connie Mack of the A's made it eight times. Only one manager, Joe McCarthy, piloted more World Series championship teams than Stengel, Joe winning seven and Casey five. But his marvelous record notwithstanding, old Case is more than a proper respect for his rival manager, Walter Smokey Austin. It was three seasons ago that Austin was appointed manager of the Dodgers, among his credentials being pennants with Brooklyn Farms at St. Paul and Montreal. And Walter has kept up his winning ways here in Brooklyn. In three seasons with the Brooks, he's got him into second place in 1954 and into pennants in 1955 and 1956. Now, last year, Austin captured what had eluded all Dodger managers before him, the World Championship. As Stengel and Austin prepare to match managerial wits today, the weather, warm, sunny, there are blue skies overhead, and there's a breeze right now which is coming across from left toward right, toward the right field corner. The rival pitchers have already started their warm-ups, Sal Magley and Whitey Ford. For New York, it's Ford, the left-handed ace. And for Brooklyn, that incredible comeback guy, Sal LaBarbera Magley. Ford is a veteran campaigner at 28. He won 19 games and lost six during the American League season. He's a cool competitor with a wealth of World Series experience. He's appeared in three previous classics, working in five games, winning three and losing one. That one defeat, incidentally, was administered right here in Brooklyn. In the Yankees' postseason setback a year ago, Ford toiled brilliantly, pitching two of his team's three victories. For Magley, this starting assignment matched the climax of a story-back comeback. For the New York Giants and the Cleveland Indians in the past season and a half, Sal seemed to have lost the touch. But at the age of 39 in Brooklyn, life begins anew for Sal Magley. He had a tremendous year, just when he needed him the most. One of the most tired of all National League pennant races, Sal lifted the Dodgers to the top over the Milwaukee Braves and the Cincinnati Redlegs. Old man Magley won 13 games and lost five, and he gave the Dodgers the big clutch victories in the closing days of this tension-packed 1956 campaign. This will be Magley's third appearance in a World Series. On the two other occasions, he wore the uniform of the Giants. He was the loser to the Yankees in the 1951 Classic, and in the 1955 opener against Cleveland, he set up an extra-inning Giants victory with nine innings of excellent pitching. Well, I'm just about getting set to jot down those lineups, and I know you'll be interested in finding out who'll be in the ballgame, so I've whipped out and I'm all set to go. But say, folks, I want to tell you about the great new Papermate Capri pen with the piggyback refill. You know, I can't take a chance with a pen that might stop writing or run out of ink. That's why I and the other fellows working this big game are using the new Papermate Capri. Man, the instant you touch this pen to paper, Papermate Silver Point takes off like a fastball. And that piggyback refill is sensational. You take the refill out of the pen and pull it apart, and you've actually got two silver points and two ink supplies. So if you should damage the point or run out of ink in one section, you just reverse the sections and you're all ready to write again. Yes, with this Papermate Capri, you get a built-in spare refill. So why don't you take my advice and get a new Papermate Capri with a piggyback refill? This will be the sixth World Series meeting between the Dodgers and the Yankees in the last 10 years. Yankees having won four times in their so-called subway rivalry. Well, that subway is a little more expensive. When these two teams first met in 1941, the subway fare was a nickel, now up to 15 cents. You may recall last year, the Dodgers lost the first two games, but still came back to win, the first time that's happened in World Series history. And Pee Wee Reese, captain and shortstop of the Brooks, is the only player in uniform today who's played on all six of these series, dating back to 1941. Other famous Dodgers who don't date back as far as the Pee Wee, but who are just as familiar to the postseason classic, are Duke Snider, who has hit more homers in World Series play than any other National Leaguer in history. Snider's in center field. Jackie Robinson, who has been around the horn in the Brooklyn infield, he's holding fourth or third and seemingly responding better to pressure with each succeeding season. Long ball-hitting Gil Hodges is at first. And Roy Campanella, the master prodder of pitches, is behind the plate with Carl Ferrillo of the slingshot throwing arm and right. Not to mention 27-game winner Don Newcomb, who will get his pitching chance before this series progresses much further. On the Yankees' side of the ledger, they're well-equipped to meet experience with experience. Mickey Mantle, only 24, will be playing his fifth World Series. Mantle this year won the Triple Crown, the Major League Batting, Home Run, and Runs Batted In Championship. Yogi Berra, regarded as one of baseball's best clutch hitters, will be behind the bat. Billy Martin, the scrapping hero of many a series victory, will be gunning for Yankee revenge against the defending champs. And the irrepressible Hank Bauer, who hit more homers this season than ever before, will be in right. As to the physical conditions of the Dodgers and Yankees, they come up to the opener in real good shape. Mantle says he's ready to go after having aggravated a groin injury in Boston on September 22nd as he was running out of doubles. Since then, manager Stengel has rested Mickey except the pinch hitting assignment as a precaution. Casey was doubtless remembering last year's sad experience when the injured Mantle and Bauer saw only limited action in the series due to injuries. Elston Howard, who alternates with Enos Slaughter as the Yankee left fielder, had a strep infection in his throat last week, but he's okay now, too, and ready for action. Because of his 39 years and the frequency of the pressure assignments in the closing days of the National League race, there had been some concern about the physical condition of Sal Magley. Manager Alston, assured that Sal is okay, gave the nod to Magley as his first game starter. Exactly a week ago last night in Philadelphia, Magley was pitching a no-hitter against the Phillies, and again on Saturday, with only three full days' rest, he came back to throttle the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-2. After about the latter assignment, Magley noted some tenderness in his throwing arm, but says now that he's worked the tenderness out. So we're getting set for the big thrill of the starting of the World Series, and here's how they line up. Bauer in right field for New York. Slaughter left field. Mantle center field. Berra catching. Gowron first base. Nikita at short. Martin at second. Perry at third. And Ford pitching. Dodgers taking the field. For Brooklyn, Jim Gilliam at second base. Pee Wee Reese at short. Snyder in center field. Robinson at third base. Hodges at first base. Carl Ferrillo in right field. Roy Campanella doing the catching. Sandy Amoros in left field. And Sal Magley the pitcher. And that's the way they'll go. And now we're just about set for the start of the World Series Classic. And it's my pleasure to bring to the microphone for the play-by-play description of the first half of the ball game, one of the nation's top sportscasters, Bob Neal.
Thank you very much, Bob Wolf, and hello, everybody. We're really proud and happy to be here today, representing the wonderful folks of the Gillette Safety Razor Company in the presentation of the World Series. There's a gay, festive crowd here today, all the way from the top to the President of the United States, and certainly you couldn't pick anybody on the bottom because the Brooklyn fans who have been loyal to their Dodgers are out here in force today. Everywhere, every seat is taken. Standing room is 6 and 7 deep. There's a breeze today blowing from left to right field. And that breeze may be a big factor because here in Ebbets Field, the right field foul line is 297 feet. There's a high fence of 40 feet. And then it breaks away to 376 in right center. In left center field, it's 393 feet. And in left field, right down the line, it's 348. So Hank Bauer, the big, strong, right-handed, hard-throwing outfielder for the New York Yankees, who on the season hit 241, in World Series competition has hit 202, is ready to step in. Out there on the mound, watching as Sal Magley finishes his warm-up tosses, Jackie Robinson, the third baseman, Pee Wee Reese, the captain of the Dodgers, and the shortstop, and Gil Hodges moves over. So Roy Campanella will do the catching, and defensively, the Dodgers will have Sandy Amoros in left field, Duke Snyder in center, Carl Froh in right, Robinson at third, Pee Wee Reese at short, Junior Gilliam at second base, and Gil Hodges at first, with Salvatore Magley, who won 13 while losing 5 in the regular season, pitched a no-hit game. Ready here today to try and win his first World Series game. And as we're just about set to go, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. This is Bob Neal with Bob Wolf, and we're all set to go. The first game of the World Series. Roy Campanella moving back to the plate. Out there on the mound is Sal Magley, who worked 191 innings in the regular season, appeared in 28 games, gave up 154 hits, 53 bases on balls. The outfield playing straight away with Duke Snyder two steps over in left center field. Left side of the infield has Robinson guarding the foul line at third. The pitch coming. A strike call. Curveball got the outside corner at the belt. So the first pitch of the first game of the World Series is a strike from Sal Magley. Magley is a rather slow worker. He usually takes that glove off after every pitch, rearranges that cap, and then looks in very calm and cool. They call him a surveyor. He's ready to pitch to Bauer. Swing on a curve. He doesn't get it. Strike two. So the barber Shaving with that Gillette is trying to shave Hank Bauer. And Bauer, with that big number 9, is trying to get on. Starfellow, deep in right field. Backed up now is Jackie Robinson with the throw of the butt off. Ready now, the two-strike delivery. Curveball low outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes now. It's Sal Magley pitching to the leadoff batter for the New York Yankees. Magley, very patient. Had 3 shutouts, 1 no-hitter, had an earned run average of 2.87. He shakes the sign off from Roy Campanella. He's ready to work, and the 1-2 delivery comes down. It's a curveball low outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. On deck for the Yankees, Enos Slaughter. This is Enos' first World Series game as a member of the Yankees. Hank Bauer has been in 6. This is his 7th. So Sal Magley has run the count to 2 balls, 2 strikes. He looks in very carefully. Has his sign into the windup and the pitch on the way. A curveball hit down the third base side. Robinson's got it. Fires over to Hodges. 1 out. Jackie Robinson moved in 2 steps. Get that ball and fired it over to Gil Hodges at first, and the Yankees have 1 out. Enos Slaughter, left-hand batter, who currently, at the end of the current season, hit 289, and in World Series competition has hit 295, is in there. Left-hand batter. Pitch coming to Enos, a fastball low outside, ball one. Slaughter has been in 2 World Series appearances with the St. Louis Cardinals. In 12 games, hit 295. Enos wears number 17, bats on the left side. Halfway deep in the batter's box, the pitch by Magley, a fastball inside. So the count to Slaughter, 2 balls. 1 out in the top of the first inning, the Yankees batting. First game of the World Series. And a bright, beautiful day. The sun shining over Ebbets Field in the borough of Brooklyn. The outfield pulls a few steps to the right. Now with Duke Snyder in right center field, a pitch to Slaughter. Curve on the inside corner, just above the knees. Strike called. 2 balls, 1 strike. Umpire Babe Pinelli calling the balls and strikes. Hank Sauer of the American League at first base. Dusty Bargis of the National League at second. And Larry Knapp of the American League at third. Leaning in for a sign, Sal Magley, the 2-1 pitch. A curve inside. Ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. So the barber goes back on the back of the mound, takes a look around to see where everybody's playing. Sal, in the 1951 World Series, started 1 game, worked 5 innings, gave up 8 hits. The pitch. There's a ground ball to the right side. Hodges backs up on it. The ball bounces off his glove in a short pass. He does not make a throw, and on at first is Enos Slaughter. It was a sharply hit bouncing ball on the second base side of first, and Gil Hodges backed up for it, and it is a base hit for Enos Slaughter. So the first hit of the ball game goes to the veteran Country Slaughter, who sharply bounds to the first baseman. And Hodges, trying to handle a very difficult chance, had to move back to his right, and the ball took a bad hop. So the first hit of the series goes to Enos Slaughter. And in there now is Mickey Mantle. The triple batting champion of the American League stands deep in the left-hand batter's box. A pitch coming, a strike call. Let-up curveball over the outside corner. Mickey, on the regular season, hit 353. In the series, he has hit 265. The outfield pull to the right with Duke Snyder deep in right center field. Carl Fellow back near the wall in right field. Hodges holds against Slaughter at first base. The check of the run. Pitch coming. There's a drive. It's a ball. Over the wall for a home run. Series home run, giving him his 13th RBI, and the Yankees break out ahead, 2-0. That was a fantastic shot out on Bedford Avenue, high over the right field fence. So the Yankees lead 2-0, 1 out. The batter now, Yogi Berra. Yogi, hitting 298 in the regular season, has been hitting 260 in World Series play. This is his 8th World Series appearance. The pitch coming outside for a ball. Jackie Robinson in close on the edge of the infield grass at third base with this left-hand batter up there. Yogi, with his feet close together, stands fairly deep in the batter's box. The pitch coming, a curve, strike call, one and one. The fans are still buzzing over that shot hit by Mickey Mantle to put the Yankees ahead 2-0. Magley peers in to Roy Campanella. Here's the pitch coming to Barra outside, a fastball, 2-1. The Yankees are leading 2 runs on 2 hits. Enos Slaughter's ground ball to the right side of the infield. And Mickey Mantle's big home run. Magley's ready to work, and the 2-1 pitch is a let-up curve that Barra swings and misses, strike two. Coaching at third base for the Yankees, Frankie Corsetti. And this is his 16th World Series. Bill Dickey coaching over at first, also making his 16th appearance in a World Series endeavor. The 2-2 delivery, swung on, and foul tip. Dropped by Roy Campanella, and the count remains 2-2. Val Magley working out there very cautiously, slightly stunned by the big blow. But this is only the top of the first inning. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball hit out in the opposite field, and it is going foul in the box seats out there. Yogi tried to slice one just inside that line, and with Sandy Amorous pumping over there, it looked like the final game of the 1955 World Series. When Amorous went over into the stands and snared one to put an end to the hopes of the Yankees. So it's 2-2, one out. Sal Magley ready to work, and the 2-2 delivery comes to Barra, swings on it and fouls it off, going over near the presidential box. Gentleman assigned over there with a glove. Spears that one, and the count remains 2-2. The American League representatives are all sitting on the third base side here at Ebbets Field, the National League representatives on the first base side, which is right next to the Dodger dugout. Here's the 2-2 delivery to Barra, outside ball three. So it's 3-2. With one out, nobody on, and the Yankees leading 2-0. Top half of the first inning. Roy Campanella moves out in front of the plate, shouts something out to Sal Magley. The barber, wearing number 35, moves back to the edge of the mound, rubs the ball up. Jackie Robinson shouting encouragement into him from his third base position. Robinson shade over near the shortstop spot. Here's the pitch. Outside ball four. So the first walk goes to Yogi Berra. The Yankees have their catcher, Yogi Berra, on at first base. And the batter is Bill Scourin. Bill, in the regular season, hit 308. In series competition, he has hit 333. And for young Mr. Scourin, he was in the 55 series, and this will be his second. He's known as the Moose. He's a big, strong, strapping young man. And he wears number 14. Feet fairly close together. He's halfway deep in the right-hand batter's box. The outfield playing him straight away. Barra leads away. Hodges holds against him. The pitch coming. A curveball. A beauty for a strike. The Dodgers have Don Besson working in their bullpen. So Sal Magley in trouble here in the top half of the first inning. Checks his runner at first base. Yogi Berra leads away 2 steps. The pitch coming, swung on and foul. Coming back near the screen and moving back to Scampanelli. Can't get it out of play. So it's a 2-strike count now to Big Bill Scourin standing in there. Gil McDougall is on deck for the Yankees. The sun shining beautifully. And an ideal day for the opening game of the 1956 World Series. The check of the runner, the 2-strike pitch. A curveball fouled off. The throwing hand of Roy Campanella, who wipes the ball off and shoots it back out there to Sal Magley. Sal, in some of the stories that have been written, has been referred to as the rookie of the year. The pitch coming now, fastball inside, 1-2. So Sal, who usually has a very fine control from whence came the nickname the Surveyor. He's having a little trouble. He's trying to keep that ball moving around. Sal very rarely delivers a pitch in the same spot to the same batter. He's outside, he's inside, he's up, he's down. Yogi Berra leads the way. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Scarron. He swings, misses, strike three. So Scarron goes after a big breaking curveball, a fine delivery by Sal Magley, and there's two out here in the top of the first inning. Gil McDougal is up there now. McDougal in the regular season of the American League batted 311. In World Series competition, he has batted 222. This is Gil's fifth World Series. Surprising enough, Gil has had five home runs with 15 RBIs. Magley was ready to deliver. Time was called by umpire Babe Finelli. McDougal is trying to get a good foothold. He's ready to go now. With the outfield straight away, Robinson backed up a few steps at third. Yogi Berra leads away. The throw over and back safely. Don Bessent continues to fire in the Dodger bullpen. Pitch coming. Strike call. Fastball. Across the letters. Magley taking the glove off. Looks in. Sal leans on his left knee. Checks Yogi Berra over at first base. Yogi leads away two steps. The pitch coming. Swings on a curve. Misses. Strike two. So the barber seems to be getting his curveball snapping in there. He broke off a beauty. Same pitch that Bill Scarron struck out on. Magley has one strikeout. He has given out two hits, one walk, and Yogi Berra's on at first. Magley ready once again. Checks Berra at first. Here's the two-strike delivery. A curveball, strike three. So Gil McDougal strikes out to end the inning for the Yankees. But New York gets two runs on two hits. There were no errors. One man left on. And at the end of the first half inning, the score, New York Yankees 2 and the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. And right now, to help you enjoy the game more, baseball's official encyclopedia, the big comprehensive $5.95 standard authority, is available in a best pocket edition. It contains the cream of the big book, and it's free with purchase of the Gillette razor. This 320-page digest is crammed with baseball history and highlights, current players, their nicknames, birth dates, lifetime records, how they bat and throw, World Series and All-Star Game results, the Hall of Fame, diagrams and seating plans of all Major League parks, and much, much more. You get this valuable book attached to and free with the Gillette Super Speed Razor that gives you superb shaves, clean, refreshing shaves. A store near you has the World Series special, Gillette Super Speed Razor, Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser Travel Case, and Official Encyclopedia of Baseball, all for just $1, regular price of the razor alone. In the last half of the first inning, the Brooklyn Dodgers now will have their turn. They will go against Whitey Ford. Ford has made five series starts, one against Philadelphia in 1950, two against the Dodgers in 1953, two against the Dodgers in 1955. He defeated the Phillies, had one loss, one no decision against the Dodgers in 53. He beat the Dodgers twice in 55, one complete game, so that his overall series record is 3-1, 2-1 versus Brooklyn. So Whitey Ford, the man with the tantalizing curveball, is out there looking into Jim Gilliam, a switch hitter batting from the right side. Junior wearing number 19. The pitch coming. Fastball inside. Ball one. Gilliam on the regular season hit 300. In World Series competition, he has hit 294. Whitey Ford rocks into motion. The left hand comes around. There's a swing and a ground ball to the left side. Gil McDougal, the shortstop, has it. Fires over to first and he's out. So McDougal throws out Gilliam. And like the Yankee half of the first inning, the first man bounces out. Pee-wee Reese moves in there, the Dodger captain and shortstop. Pee-wee in the regular season hit 257. In the World Series, he has hit 282. He's a right-hand batter. Ford's ready. Winds, delivers, curve, strike. Whitey has many speeds on his curveball, and he also has a screwball, which is a pitch from a left-handed pitcher that breaks away from a right-handed batter.
sort of a reverse curve. Outfield straight away. Reese waits. Ford delivers. There's a fastball inside. One ball, one strike.
On deck for the Dodgers, Duke Snider.
The Duke waving three bats. Andy carries in close at third. The pitch coming. There's a swing and a line out in the right field. Moving over to his left is Hank Bauer, and he reaches up in the air. He spears it. He runs over the wall, but he hangs on to the ball. He's tried to slap one out in the right field, and Bauer came charging over near the foul line, grabbed the ball, rang it right into the flagpole, but hung on. So there's two outs. And Whitey Ford, in rather quick fashion, has disposed of the first two Dodgers to face him. Duke Snider in there. The Duke gets 292 in the regular season. Led the National League in home runs. Looks at a fastball over the inside corner for a strike. Duke with 43 home runs. Has 9 home runs and 20 RBIs in World Series competition. Ford delivers a curveball, swung on, a slow tap of the right side, coming in as Cowan, and he tosses over to Ford, covering his out. Nice play by Whitey Ford, who charged over to cover first base as Bill Cowan took the top roller off the bat of Duke Snider. So in the last half of the first inning, the Dodgers go down in 1-2-3 order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of the first inning, the score is the New York Yankees 2, the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing.
It's piggyback, Jack. Piggyback. You'll get Paper Mate's built-in spare refill.
Old Paper Mate has a new pen.
There's none to compare
with the
piggyback
refill.
You've always a spare.
With 2 points,
2 weeks supply.
If you're student, policeman, or clerk, you can be sure with a Paper Mate.
You'll always finish your work.
No more aggravation.
You won't tear out your hair.
See the demonstration of the piggyback spare.
Paper Mate's $1.95. It's the most.
It's the end.
John Lennon alive.
Buy a Paper Mate.
You say it's great when you write through the Paper Mate pen. It's piggyback, Jack. Piggyback. You'll get Paper Mate's built-in spare refill.
And don't forget, the amazing piggyback refill fits all Paper Mate pens. Sal Magley is ready now to face the number 7 batter in the Yankee lineup today, Billy Martin. Billy, who has been a very important part of the Yankee drive this year to the American League pennant, steps in there where it's number 1. Outfield straight away for him on the Brooklyn side. The pitch coming, curve, strike call. Sal has a very sharp breaking curve. It popped right over there. Billy took a look at it, and it was a strike. Ready is Magley, the one strike delivery. Swung on, he pops one back of the plate. Coming back is Roy Cavanaugh, right down below us, and he's got it for the out. So Billy Martin fouls out to Roy Campanella. There's one out for the Yankees in the top of the second inning. The score, New York Yankees 2, the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. In the event you've joined us late, in the first inning for New York, Enos Slaughter, after one out, singled. Mickey Mantle stepped up and hit one over the wall in right field for a home run. The batter now, Andy Carey. Third baseman takes a look at a fastball, strike call. Sal Magley had a rather shaky first inning. But after giving up the home run to Mantle and walking Barra, he then struck out Scowron and McDougal. Curveball, it breaks just outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Jackie Robinson at third base, 2 steps off the edge of the infield grass. The pitch coming. As a curve, he swings and misses. Strike 2. 1-2. So Andy Carey, who does certainly not believe that the curveball is an optical illusion, steps out to get a little dirt. That ball really danced low and outside away from him. The outfield straight away. Wind blowing out towards right field. Beautiful sunshiny day. Pitch coming. Curve checks his swing, breaks over the outside corner for a strike. So Andy Carey becomes strikeout victim number 3 for Sal Magley. And with 2 out in the top of the second inning, it brings up the pitcher of the Yankees, Whitey Ford. Whitey is a pretty good woodsman.
That's as he throws from the left side. The outfield plays him almost straight away. Snyder now shading him two steps over in right center. In close at third is Robinson. The pitch is strike call. Full curveball that pops right over the center of the plate. It started outside. Yankees have two runs and two hits. The pitch coming now to Whitey Ford. A fastball. It's a little on inside. One ball, one strike. Carl Frillo, rather shallow in right field. Duke Snyder, two steps over in right center. And in left field is Sandy Amorous. Coming up for the Dodgers in the last half of the second inning will be Robinson, Hodges, and Frillo. Whitey Ford fouls one off, and it's one ball, two strikes. With two out here in the top of the second inning, Yankees two, the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. And the Brooklyn faithful are waiting rather quietly. Here's the pitch now. A curveball. He swings on it. He misses it. Strike three. So Mangley, coming up with a superb demonstration of that great curve of his, strikes out two in the second inning, and in the top of the second for the Yankees, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of one and a half innings of play, the score, New York Yankees two, the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing. Well, in the last of the second, it'll be Robinson, Hodges, and Frillo. Gill's had a strange series in 1952. He was hitless in 21 times at bat, but boy, how he bounced back last year. You know, in a tape recorded interview, we asked Gill a personal question, and here's his reply.
Didn't take me long to learn that the only way to get a decent shave is with a Gillette blade and a Gillette razor.
That's from Gil Hodges. It's an old story to you Gillette fans, but for the rest of you men, you just ought to experience the shaving speed and comfort you get with the Gillette Super Speed Razor that's precisely and scientifically designed to match your skin and beard. There are three types, light, regular, and heavy, with varying blade edge exposure, edge angle, and weight. One piece for convenient, instant blade changing and cleaning, and refreshing shaves that hit the very peak, clean and good-looking, are positively guaranteed. A dollar bill gets your Gillette Super Speed Razor complete with travel case, Gillette Blue Blade dispenser, and listen to this, while the supply lasts, the Best Pocket Official Encyclopedia of Baseball is included free. Whitey Ford delivers to Jackie Robinson, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Robinson, who stole home last year, hit 275 in the regular season, swings on this one. A ground ball foul down the first baseline. Jake Pittler moves over, but big Bill Scowron comes over to glove it. And the count is two strikes. Robinson, in series play, has hit 230. The Yankees are leading 2-0. The Dodgers here at bat in the last half of the second inning. Jackie has had a lot of World Series experience. 1947. Pitch coming in the dirt. And it's blocked by Yogi Berra. One ball, two strikes. 1947, Jackie played first base. 1949, second base. 52, second base. 1953, left field. And in 55, third base. So a new ball now goes out to Whitey Ford. That one being scuffed up when it broke down into the dirt. Count one ball, two strikes. Yale McDougal at shortstop playing deep. Andy Carey at third base, backed up and guarding the foul line. Deep in left field is Enos Slaughter. And in center field, Mickey Mantle. Whitey Ford looks into his catcher, Yogi Berra. Here's the 1-2 delivery coming to Jackie Robinson. Swings on his way. It's a drive for deep in left field. Right back for it. It's part of the ball. And it's out there for a home run. Congratulated by Gil Hodges and by Carl Froh, and the score is now 2-1. That's the first hit off Whitey Ford, and it was a resounding smash. For Jackie Robinson, that is only his second home run in World Series play. Hit one in 1952. Gil Hodges is up there now. Gil with the sure hand and the big bat.
hit 265 in the regular season. The pitch coming. A curveball. High outside. Ball one. It's a 2-1 ball game. Outfield straight away. Ford takes his big windup and the pitch coming. A curve. It's outside. Ball two. The Dodger fans, hoping that they're sensing something about to happen, with the Dodgers able to push over one run, and with nobody out. Here's the pitch now to Hodges, a curveball for a strike. That is two balls, one strike to Gill. On deck is Carl Furlow. Hodges wearing the number 14, right-hand batter, stands deep. Chokes up about 2 inches from the end of the bat. Now slides his hands back down. A pitch from Ford. Furlow has the drive in the center field. Coming on is Mickey Mantle. And he is still coming. He can't get it. That ball was a fooler. It sounded and looked when it started off like it was a drive going deep in the center field. After it passed about 20 feet beyond second base, it lost its power and dropped in there. So Gil Hodges with a single is on at first. Nobody out. The score is New York Yankees 2, the Brooklyn Dodgers 1, and the batter is Carl Furlow. Furlow has, in World Series play, hit 273. Regular season hit 289. The outfield shaded around a few steps to the right. Pitch coming. Fastball outside. Ball one to Furlow. Billy Herman coaching at third base. Jake Fiddler, the veteran of the Dodger coaching staff at first. Bill Scallon holding against the runner, Hodges at first. Slaughter is back against the wall in left field. Ford checks his runner. Goes to first with his throw back safely. Whitey, during the regular American League season, picked off a number of runners. He has one of the best moves by a pitcher to first base. Hodges leads away. A curveball snaps over for a strike. One ball, one strike. Nobody out, and a runner on at first, and the Dodgers have the potential tying run on at first. The hits are even. Two for the Yankees, two for the Dodgers. Each team has come up with one big home run. There's a curve low. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. There is no activity in the Yankee bullpen. Back in the first inning, when Tom Agley was having a little trouble, Don Besson went to work. Whitey Ford looks things over, standing out there on the top of the hill. He throws over again, casually to first, and back again is Gil Hodges. Carl Furlow waiting patiently. Ford checks Hodges. The pitch coming. Curveball. Full foul down the third baseline. That ball was only about a foot foul, and it was really pulled. So it's two balls, two strikes. With the runner on at first, Gil Hodges, who had moved all the way to second, now moving back. Furlow takes a flash down to third base coach Billy Herman. Yogi Berra takes a flash out to his pitcher after that whistler. Ford with a new ball. Takes his glove off, works it over. Now he's ready. Whitey Ford is pitching to Carl Furlow. Hodges again leads away. Scallon holds against the runner. Left side of the infield for the Yankees. Backed up. The pitch coming. Curveball. Check swing. Ball three. Furlow is tempted. Checked his swing just in time. And it's now a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out. The last half of the second inning. The Dodgers are one run back of a tie, with the Yankees leading 2-1. The first game of the World Series. The breezes are blowing out in the direction of right field. Hodges leads away. There's a throw over back safely. Whitey Ford reminding Hodges that he doesn't want him to move too far off. So Ford, again, takes his sign, takes his stretch, and checks him. Pitches. There's a curve right out of the left center field. That ball is well ahead of the wall. Here's Hodges picking for third. Mantle pops the ball for a moment. Carter recovers. He's taking the throw in. Here's Hodges coming to the plate, and the score is tied.
skated over in right center, raced over to cut it off. The ball bounced off his glove for a moment, and Frillo went on into second, and Hodges scored all the way from first. So it will go as a two-base hit. Run batted in for Carl Frillo. Score is tied. So the batter now is Roy Campanella. There's a right-hander going to work in the Yankee bullpen. Looks like big Johnny Cookson here. The pitch coming to Campanella. Strike call. Carl Frillo is on at second base. Nobody out. Last half of the second inning. Score tied 2-2. Whitey Ford checks the runner. Now pickoff play attempted, and the throw is too late. Frillo getting credit for a two-base hit that drove in Gil Hodges all the way from first. Here's a pitch to Campanella, a fastball outside, and it's one ball, one strike, and Whitey Ford's in trouble. It's either Bob Grimm or Johnny Cook out there in the bullpen. There's a swing and a drive. He's in the right center field. Backing up near the wall is Hank Bauer, and he's got it. And there is the throw coming across as Frillo digs for third, and he's over there. So Roy Campanella hitting to the opposite field. Flies deep to Hank Bauer against the scoreboard. And Frillo digs for third. So with one out, the lead run for the Brooklyn Dodgers moves to third base. It is Johnny Cook firing in the Yankee bullpen. Johnny is a big, tall, right-hand side-armer. There's Sandy Amorous, left-hand batter. Sandy, number 15, has really had the big bat for the Dodgers in the final week of the regular scramble. The Yankees now draw their infield in, with Billy Martin one step off the edge of the infield grass. McDougal in close. The pitch to Sandy. A fastball inside. Too close. Ball one. The outfield shaded to the right. Deep in right field is Hank Bauer. In right center field, a few steps off the line, is Mickey Mantle. In his corner in left center. The infield for the Yankees drawn in. Here's the pitch coming to Amorous. He swings on a curve. He doesn't get it. One ball, one strike. Sandy, who's from Matanzas, Cuba, was in the 52 World Series as a pinch runner, and in 55 played left field and center field. Pitch coming from Whitey Ford, a curve sweeping low and outside. Two balls, one strike. Last half of the second inning, the score tied at two runs. The Dodgers have three hits. Amorous had a home run in 55. He walked four times, struck out four times. Hit 333, had three RBI. Whitey Ford looks over to Carl Frillo, who moves down the line. There's a throw there, and a throw. Ooh, ball hit the first base, Randy Carey, but Frillo holds it third. Whitey Ford fired across, trying to pick off Frillo. The ball got by Andy Carey, but with the closeness of the stands, the ball bounced off the face of the box seats, and no advance made by Carl Frillo. So the count remains to the batter, two balls, one strike. While we wait for the next pitch, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. Sandy Amorous up there, takes a swing on a curve. He doesn't get it. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Mickey Mantle coming under it. Frillo tagged up at third. Here's a throw coming, and it holds on at third base. Perfect throw by Mantle on the left, right
to Yogi Berra at the plate, and Fuller's held at third. So Sandy Ambrose flies out to Mickey Mantle in right center field, and with two out, and the potential lead run at third base, the batter now is Sal Magley. Magley has been a rather important man with that wood for the Dodgers in the scramble for the National League pennant this year. He's come up with some rather interesting base hits. Still working in the bullpen for New York, Johnny Cooks. Whitey Ford, who gave up consecutive hits, a home run to Robinson, a single to Hodges, and a double to Perillo. And then has been able to get Campanella and Ambrose. Pitches, there's a swing and a foul. So it's one strike. 2-2 ball game, last half of the second inning. On deck for the Dodgers, the top of the order, Junior Gilliam. Whitey Ford tried to work, rocks into motion. Here's the pitch coming to Magley. Fastball high for ball one. One ball, one strike. Tom Fellow on third base. The Yankees have Mantle shallow in center. Maurer around in right with Slaughter in left center. The pitch now to Magley. Swings and he misses for strike two. Sal sort of chokes up a little on the bat just prior to the pitch and tries to sort of cut that ball through the infield. Ford looks in to Yogi Berra. Starts to work. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Magley. Swings, misses, strike three. So Eddie Ford gets out of the inning, but not before the Brooklyn Dodgers have tied it up. For Brooklyn, the second. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors. One man left on base. And at the end of two complete innings of play, the score, New York Yankees 2, and the Brooklyn Dodgers 2.
Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp and listen, mister.
Taken his position out there in the mound, and for the New York Yankees, the top of the order moves up with Hank Bauer, who in the first inning bounced out a third to first. Well, with both clubs loaded with the young men with the powerful biceps who can swing those big bats, a two-run lead at any time in a World Series game, especially between these two ball clubs, is relatively insignificant. Because one big swing of that bat can just change the score quickly, as evidenced by the first two innings of this game. The Yankees going ahead 2-0, then the Dodgers getting back. There's Bauer in there. Magley's ready. The pitch, a curve, strike call. Outfield for the Dodgers straight away with Sandy Amos in left and Duke Snider in center, and in right field is Carl Fuller. I think Bauer has asked umpire Babe Pennelly to look that ball over, and he has. No scuff marks. Back out it goes to Sal Magley. Sal from Niagara Falls, New York. Ready now with the one-strike delivery. It's over for strike two. Think Bauer moves back to take another look at that pitch. Roy Campanella down there. Ready now is Magley, and the pitch coming to Bauer. Sidearm curveball just missed the outside corner for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Well, Hank Bauer is seeing what a great many National League batters saw for most of the 1956 season. Tremendous curveball. The 1-2 delivery. There's a foul going back in the sand. Moving back is Roy Campanella. Can't get to it. Out of play. One ball, two strikes. It's rather interesting to look on the two sides from our vantage point to the right, of course, the first base side, the National League side. And when the American League team representative, the Yankees, are up there, a little apprehensive. Pitch coming. Curveball. Foul out play going over to the top of the roof. And the count remains 1-2. And then when the Dodgers are at bat, towards the third base side or the American League side, notice the apprehension that creeps into their faces as they realize that the Dodgers, with some of their big men, are moving up to take a swing. So the outfield straight away. Magley with the 1-2 count to Hank Bauer is ready to work. And the 1-2 delivery. Two ball low outside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Jackie Robinson at third base for the Dodgers. Moves back two steps further. He's about five steps off the edge of the outfield grass at third. Reese is deep at short. Gilliam deep at second. And Hodges shaded over about 10 feet off the foul line at first. The pitch. Bauer swings and he flips one on the left field coming on. Sandy Evers can't get to it. It's a base hit. Bauer did not try to overpower that ball. He just met it and popped it out there on the left field. So it's a base hit and Bauer's on. That is hit number three, and the hits are even. The Yankees have a home run by Mickey Mantle, a single by Slaughter, a single by Hank Bauer. The Dodgers have a home run by Jackie Robinson, a single by Hodges, and a double by Frollo. The batter is in his Slaughter. The pitch coming. Curve is inside and low. Ball one. Slaughter started the Yankees scoring going in the first inning when he singled off the glove of Gil Hodges at deep first base. Bauer leads away the pitch to Slaughter. Low for a ball. 2-0. Two balls to count. Roy Campanella moving back of that plate, shouting out to Sal Magley. Jackie Robinson moves in a few steps on the edge of the infield grass to shout something in. And he's going to stay there, perhaps anticipating a bunt. The outfield shaded to the right. Here's the pitch to Slaughter. Swings and he lines one by the shortstop going out to left field. It's a base hit. Throw in a Slaughter. The veteran, who is some 40 years young, at this moment, has 2-for-2. That is hit number four off Sal Magley. And again, the call goes to the Brooklyn bullpen. Score tied at two runs. And the batter now is the bomber, Mickey Mantle. Mickey with a tremendous home run drive over the right field wall his last time up. Don Bessin again starts to go to work in the Dodger bullpen. Here's a pitch by Magley to Mickey Mantle. A strike call, a curveball. It's slipped over the inside corner. The Dodgers have Duke Snyder pulled way around in right center and deep. And Carl Fillo playing well back near the wall. Right side of the infield backed up, and Jackie Robinson one step off the edge of the infield grass at third base. Kiwi Reese shaded over near second. Hank Bauer leads away from second. Enos Slaughter from first. Here's the pitch to Mantle. He checks his swing on a curveball over for strike two. Two strikes. The count to Mickey Mantle. Nobody out in the top of the third inning, and the score tied at two runs. And the good folks of the Gillette Safety Razor Company sending this all along to you. And very pleased to. Magley's ready out there on the mound. Takes his stretch. Takes his runner. The pitch to Mickey Mantle. Low inside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes now. Mantle looking that ball over very carefully. Last year, if you recall, Mickey hampered by whole leg muscle. Had to be used as a pinch hitter. Ready now as Magley checks the two runners. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Mickey Mantle inside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Wind blowing out towards right field. Roy Campanella decides to go out and have a little chat with his pitcher, Sal Magley. Umpire Babe Pinelli, a veteran of many years in the National League, dusting off the plate. Tom Gorman of the National League is the umpire out along the left field foul line. And Ed Runge is out along the right field foul line. So Mantle now leans on the bat and waits as umpire Pinelli takes a little examination of the ball, throws it back out. Everybody set to go. Bauer leads away from second. Enos Slaughter leads away from first. There's nobody out. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Mantle. Quick call. that is strikeout number five for Sal Magley. And the batter is Yogi Berra. Yogi has not been up officially today in this game. He walked in the first inning. He died there as Cowan and McDougal both struck out. Berra will be followed by Cowan. So Mantle with a 353 average, Berra with a 298 average, Cowan with a 308, and McDougal with a 311 means that the Yankees have four men in the lineup who are hitting 300 a batter. All right, the check of the runners, the pitch coming to Berra, swings and he pops one up to the left side of the infield, and the infield fire roll is in effect. Jackie Robinson moves in near the mound. He squeezes it for the out. So Berra pops up to Jackie Robinson between third and the mound. And with two outs, Sal Magley is making a determined bid to get out of this jam. The Yankees have four hits. They have Bauer at second and Slaughter on at first. And Bill Scullin is the batter. Miller's last time up, struck out. Magley peers in, takes his stretch. The outfield playing straight away for Scullin. Here's the pitch coming to Bill. He swings the ground ball left side. Robinson backs up for it, makes his throw to second. The force is on Slaughter. That is all for the Yankees in the third inning. They're going 5-4, third to second. And in the third inning for the New York Yankees, no runs. On two hits, there were no errors, and two men were left on. And the batter closes the door on the bid by the Yankees to go ahead. And at the end of 2.5 innings of play, the score is New York Yankees 2, the Brooklyn Dodgers 2. Well, I don't have to tell you, they're hanging from the rafters out here at Ebbets Field today. Over 33,000 strong. And as you look around this jam-packed throng, it certainly impresses me to realize that one out of every four men here who use shaving cream at all has switched to instant lather. Now, that's true for men all over the country, so it should hold for the fans here. Yes, sir, those bomb-type creams are good, all right. And now Gillette has one of the best, foamy instant lather shaving cream. It's fast, convenient, and a cinch to use. You touch the nozzle, and there's your lather. Rich, creamy, and holds a barrel of moisture. And for an important extra, foamy contains K34, a special antiseptic that destroys harmful bacteria on your face. You get about 3 months' supply of Gillette Foamy for 79 cents. A nearby store has it. Just ask for Foamy Instant Lather Shaving Cream. The last half of the third inning, it'll be Jim Gilliam for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And Sal Magley was given quite an ovation as he moved back to the safety of the Brooklyn Dodger dugout after having given up hits to the first two men to face in the third inning and then taking care of three very dangerous men. Gilliam bounced out short to first. Time is being called for the moment by the umpire out down the right field line, Ed Runge. There's apparently something out there on the wall. Ed Runge moves in to talk to umpire Hank Sauer. There's asking for a determination now of the ball hitting out there in right field. Up on top of the railing with the flags, I believe, having flipped over because of the wind. There may be a question of a ball hitting into the flag, and I believe that the interpretation has been made that it will be a ground rule double. Umpire Babe Pinelli called out manager Walt Austin and the manager Casey Stengel of the Yankees. Ball that lands on top of the first section of the fence where the flags are will be a ground rule double. The pitch to Junior Gilliam by Whitey Ford is low and inside for a ball. Ford is ready, delivers, and it's a strike call. One ball, one strike. Gilliam, the switch hitter, batting from the right side, chokes up about 3 inches up on the handle of the bat, swings over a close stance with his left foot close to the plate. Ford's ready. The left arm comes around with a 1-1 delivery. Strike two call. Got a good fastball over the outside corner just above the knees. So it's one ball, two strikes. The Yankees have two runs on four hits. They've committed no errors. The Brooklyn Dodgers have two runs on three hits, and they play airless ball. Boyd's ready. Rocks into motion. The 1-2 deal is one on foul. Count remains 1-2. Boyd retired the first three men to face him in the first inning, but then in the second gave up a home run to Jackie Robinson, a single to Hodges, and a double by Perillo, driving in Hodges with a tying run. But then Ford got Campanella, Amoros, and Magley. He's ready. 1-2 deal is inside. Goes all the way back to the backstop. But with nobody on base, no harm is done other than the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. This is the last half of the third inning. Score tied at two runs. The outfield straight away. Deep and left is Enos Slaughter. Gil McDougal shaded over near second at shortstop. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Swung on, foul off. Got a piece of this one. So the count remains two balls, two strikes to Jim Gilliam. Gilliam's back in there now on deck for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Pee Wee Reese. Whitey Ford, the left-hander, trying to defy the belief that it is suicide for a left-hander to pitch here. There's a pop-up high to the left side of the infield. McDougal shading his eyes, charging in now as the wind carries. It takes it on the edge of the infield grass. McDougal had moved back out near the edge of the outfield grass and then suddenly came charging in, and he settled on it to grab it. So Gilliam pops out to the shortstop. Gil McDougal, one out. The Dodger captain, Pee Wee Reese, moves in. Pee Wee lined to Hank Bauer against the wall out in right field in the first inning. Ford is ready. Rocks delivers a curve inside for a ball. Whitey's ready. Deals a one ball delivery. A strike call. He gets a good slider in there for a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out. Duke Snyder on deck for the Dodgers. Knocking the dirt out of his spikes. Ford is ready to work and deals with a 1-1. It's low outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Whitey had a 19-6 record in the American League. Had the best one-loss percentage. Worked in 31 games in the American League season. Worked 226 innings, gave up 187 hits, 84 bases on balls, 139 strikeouts, and had two shutouts. So Edward is ready to go. The 2-1 pitch coming to Pee Wee Reese is outside ball three. Three balls, one strike. Reese now takes a flash down to Billy Harmon, coaching at third. See what the pleasure of manager Walt Alston is, whether he is to take this pitch or whether he is to try and level it off. Well, we shall see. Yankee outfield straight away. 3-1 delivery. Takes first strike. 3-2. Well, a little Colonel now is certainly on his own. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Last the third. Score Yankees 2, the Dodgers 2. The pitch, payoff. Four on, line foul, upstairs, out in right field. Feely wears that number one on the back of his uniform. He has his own private office down there in the Dodger dressing room. It's a locker removed. Special honor for the captain. Feely's a pretty good bridge player. They'd like to put a bridge out there between the mound and right field. Here's the payoff pitch coming to him. Swings on this one. Ground ball left side. McDougal rolls left. McDougal stops the throw. And he's safe. Gil McDougal went deep to his right. Back in the hole. And he backhanded that ball. And his throw is just a fraction of a second too late to get Pee Wee Reese, who is serving with a base hit. Oh, that is hit number four off Whitey Ford. Three hits in the second inning, a single here by Reese. And Duke Snyder's up there now. The Duke grounded out. Bill Scarlin to Whitey Ford have covered first to make the final out of the first inning. Jim Turner, the Yankee pitching coach, moves out to make a motion to the bullpen.
Reese leads away. The pitch to Snyder. He swings on it for a fly ball at center field. Now playing very good. Coming around. He can't get to it. And Reese is held at second. So the Dodgers are cooking. And Johnny Cooks goes to work. And here comes Casey Stengel out to talk to his pitcher. Well, Casey is coming out to have a little chat with Whitey Ford. It looked like Duke Snyder hit that ball off the handle, and he popped it out back of second. Mantle, who was playing respectfully deep for the great Duke, had to come charging in, but no chance to get the ball, but made a good bluff keeping Peewee from going all the way to third. Reese had to hold about three-quarters of the way to second until he could make sure that Mantle is not going to catch the ball. Cabral, the bat boy for the Dodgers, is now the helmet boy for the Dodgers as he picks up the plastic laminated liner and replaces it with the baseball caps. In there now is Jackie Robinson. Two men on. One man out. Last to third. The pitch coming to Jackie. Swings on this one. Last one deep and through left center field. Mantle back near the wall. Makes the grab. And here's the throw to third. Reese holds at second base. Robinson trying to pick up his second home run of the game. Hit one deep into left center field, but Mickey Mantle was there to squeeze it for the out. But the Dodgers have two men on, and Gil Hodges the batter. Gil single to center field in the second inning. Johnny Cooks continues to pump out in the Yankee bullpen. Casey Stengel and Jim Turner having a little chat up on the top step of the Yankee dugout. So Hodges moves in. Gil holding that bat right on the end. Wearing number 14. Outfield straight away. Slaughter deep and left. Reese leads away. The pitch coming inside. A curveball. Ball one. The Dodgers now have 5 hits off the offerings of Whitey Ford. The Yankees have 4 hits off Sal Magley. Each team with 2 hits in the last half of the third. Reese at second. Duke Snyder on at first. Reese leads away. The pitch to Hodges is 1 on and foul. Yogi Berra trying to grab it quickly. Hit it with the back of his hand and pushed it off into foul territory. So we're going to have a little conference out there between Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra. And while we wait for Yogi and Whitey to finish their chat, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, a radio network for all America. This is Bob Neal with Bob Wolf, and Gil Hodges moves in. The outfield straight away with Slaughter deep to the left. 2 men on, 2 out. The 1-1 delivery. Swung on. It's a drive. Deep to the left field. That ball is going for a home run. Third inning. three runs on three hits. No Yankee errors. And with Gil Hodges' home run, nobody left on base. At the end of three full innings of play, the score of the Brooklyn Dodgers, 5, and the New York Yankees, 2. Well, coming up in the top of the fourth for the Yankees will be some rather interesting hitters, McDougal, Martin, and Andy Carey. Carey's got a lot of power. You know, Andy's real name is Andrew Arthur Nordstrom, and he was born 25 years ago in Oakland, California. Andy broke into the majors with the Yankees in 1952, and he has played second, third, and shortstop for them. His best year was in 1953 when he hit .321, and in 1955 he shared the league leadership in triples with Mickey Mantle. You can put your finger right on facts like these in a jiffy with the new condensed edition of the official Encyclopedia of Baseball, a handy 320-page book that contains the cream of the standard authority. It's yours free with purchase of the Gillette Super Speed Razor at the regular price. You better pick up your copy tonight. Well, the fans are buzzing a little, because we've had some pretty big home runs. Gil Hodges with his big three-run blast. Jackie Robinson with his solo home run in the second. And, of course, Mickey Mantle with his big home run in the first inning. So the score is 5-2, and we're ready to move into the top of the fourth inning. And moving in there is Gil McDougal. McDougal has been a big man for the Yankees in the series. He has been second only to Billy Martin in the department of runs batted in. He's had 15 RBIs to 16 for Billy Martin. So McDougal is struck out in the first inning, moves in there. And Sal Magley is ready to pitch in the fourth inning. The barber, who probably was not sure that he'd be around after the first, after he'd given up a single and a home run, is getting stronger. There's a curve over first strike. Sal Magley, with that good curveball and the different speeds, is ready now. The one-strike delivery, a fly ball hit deep into left center field. Ramos over, and he's got it for the out. So McDougal is out number one in the fourth inning for the New York Yankees with a fly ball to Sandy Ramos in left center field. And the batter now, Billy Martin. Billy popped out to the catcher in the second inning. Brooklyn 5, Yankees 2, top of the fourth. Bagley's ready to pitch to Martin. Curveball swung on, hit deep in the left field. Ramos going back. That ball may be in. It is a home run. So the home run parade continues. And that is run number 3 for the New York Yankees. It is hit number 5 off Sal Magley. It is the second home run pitch that Magley has delivered. The Dodgers also have had 2 home runs, but one was for 3 runs off the bat of Gil Hodges in the third inning. So it's a 5-3 ball game. And the batter now is Andy Carey. Andy, called out on strikes, takes a curve high and outside for ball 1. Andy has good power. Where's that number 6? Jackie Robinson, 2 steps off the edge of the infield grass at third, out to a straightaway. The pitch coming, a curveball for a strike, 1-1. Beautiful curve, started right at this right-hand batter and then snapped right over the plate. One ball, 1 strike, 1 out, Magley ready. Heels to 1-1. There's a swing and a pop-up out into short right field. Moving back out there is Junior Gilliam. Carl Frillo coming over. And Frillo calls him off, makes the catch. Throw this 2 out in the Yankee half of the fourth inning. Whitey Ford is due up. But I believe we're going to have a pinch hitter. Boy. George Wilson is going to do the batting for Whitey Ford. George Wilson will bat for Whitey Ford. Wilson was acquired by the Yankees near the end of the season. Formerly in the Giant chain. Stockleyville, left-hand batter, feet close together. Pitch coming from Sal Magley, first strike. Wilson's looked at Mr. Magley before. The outfield is pulled around to the right, with Duke Snider way over in right center field. Carl Fellow deep in right field. A pitch by Magley. A fastball. Wilson almost falls down as he takes a vicious cut. Doesn't get it. Strike two. Two strikes, two out. Six hits for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Five hits for the Yankees. Dave Finelli is asked to look the ball over by Wilson, and he does, and he throws it back out. Wilson, a former teammate of Magley's. Here's the two-strike delivery. Swings and he fouls. Roy Campanella circling back of the plate for that one, but it hits the ground first, so it's only two strikes. Magley goes back up there on the mound. Brooklyn leading by two runs, 5-3. Bill Hodges, big three-run home run being the margin. Pitch, a ground ball foul. One-hand grab by Frankie Frassetti. And Frankie gets a nice hand. Johnny Cook's working in the bullpen. And with Whitey Ford out of the game now with Wilson batting for him, Cooks continues to pump. Magley's ready. Here's the two-strike pitch. Wilson looks at a fastball on outside. One ball, two strikes. Fans who have seen some rather big blasts so far today, waiting rather quietly to see what Wilson's going to do to Magley. Or Magley to Wilson. 1-2 delivery by Sal. A swing and a miss. Okay. And a throw down to first base. Still goes for a strikeout. Ball was dropped by Campanella. He threw it out of first. And strikeout number six for Sal Magley. And the Yankees get one run on one hit by Billy Martin, a home run. No errors. Nobody left on base. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn Dodgers 5, and the New York Yankees 3. Well, many people have said that Billy Martin is one of Casey Stengel's favorites. And I wonder what old Casey's saying to Billy about that big home run. Yes, sir. Casey's always good for a quote, no matter what the subject is. By the way, he hits it right on the button for me when he says, if you want to look sharp, you'd better shave with a Gillette razor. Have you tried today's razor, the light, regular, or heavy Gillette Super Speed? One has the precise blade edge exposure, edge angle, and weight for you. The light is for most younger men and for sensitive faces. The regular for average skin and beard, and the heavy for men who like greater heft, greater edge exposure, and more abrupt edge angle. Now it's your move. Gillette guarantees comforts you never had before. Shave so clean and refreshing, you wonder how long this has been going on. You want to see? Well, a store right near you has your Gillette Super Speed Razor with Gillette Blue Blade Dispense and Travel Case, $1. And while they last, you get the best pocket official encyclopedia of baseball absolutely free. Roy Campanella will be the first member of the Brooklyn Dodgers to try his efforts against Johnny Cook, who is coming on here in the fourth inning. Whitey Ford worked three innings for the New York Yankees. He is charged with five runs and six hits. He did not walk a batter. He struck out one, and that was Sal Magley. So Johnny Cook's here in the fourth inning. The outfield is playing straight away. Campanella off Whitey Ford in a fly ball in the right field. Cooks the big slender right-hander, sidearmer, outside with a curve. Ball one. Johnny in 55 worked for the Yankees in two games, pitched three innings, gave up four hits, two runs, two of them were earned. One strikeout, one base on ball. Next pitch, ball two. Crooks is from Stanhope, New Jersey, born in Hoboken. Here's the two-ball delivery. Campbell swings his turn in the right center field. It's going to be in there for extra bases. Ball bouncing off the wall out there. Here's Campbell taking for second. Mantle up with the ball, throws it into the relay man, Billy Martin. So Roy Campbell takes Johnny Crooks with a double in the right center field. Moved up into Major League Baseball with relatively very little experience. He had 1 year, then came out of the service, and so impressed Manager Casey Stengel down in Florida a couple of years ago that Casey decided to give him a chance. Youngster has proved to be a very big man for the Yankees, especially in the past year. The batter is Sandy Amorose. He climbed the centers last time. Looked at a fastball for a strike. Sandy, wearing number 15. Left-hand batter. Has a lot of power for the little fella. Lines one out into right center field. It's a nice extra command. Moving in on the ball. Here's Campanella trying to replace. And Mantle bobbles the ball for a moment, and Campanella scores. So Sandy Amorose singles to the right side of the infield, right out over second. And the score is now 6-3. The Brooklyn Dodgers leading. Johnny Crooks has given up two hits. He has given up one run. And there is another pitcher going to work in the Yankee bullpen. Right-handed Tom Morgan. Tom, known as the Powboy, who walks with the big determined steps of one of the most important parts of the citizenry of our great country, the good folks on the farm. Tom has been a real yeoman worker for the Yankees in the bullpen. Looking for a bunt. Magley bunts the ball. It's fouled. Charging in was Bill Scallon from first, Andy Curry from third, but Magley pushed the ball off foul. So the Dodgers leading 6-3. And with Sandy Amorose, a very fast youngster out there at first base. Manager Walt Alston had Magley trying to bunt. The Yankees again are looking for a bunt with Kerry moving in at third. Scallon ready to charge in at first. Here's the pitch coming. He bunts it along the first baseline. Grabbed by Scallon. Throws to second. The force there. Throw to first. Double play. Fine play by Bill Scallon, who scooped that ball up and threw a strikeout to Gil McDougall at second. And the throw to Billy Martin was perfect. And the play went 3-6-4. So that's the first double play of the ball game. So with two out, nobody on, it brings up Jim Gilliam. The outfield for the Yankees are on the right. Here's the pitch coming to Jim. A ground ball to the right side. Goes first down and strikes out in the right field. It's a nice hit. Gilliam starts to make the turn, and he holds up. There's an error. The first error of the ball game. On Gilliam's smash, the error is charged to the first baseman, Bill Scallon. So the Dodgers with a double, a single by Amorose, picking up a run, a double play ball, and then a sharply lined ball that squirted off the glove and through the legs of Bill Scallon for the first error. Reese is on it at the plate now, holding that bat, and a throw over to first base by Johnny Crooks. With Tom Morgan pumping in the bullpen for the Yankees, Gilliam leads away. It's a good base runner, the pitch coming, a curve outside, ball one. Duke Snider is on deck. The score, Brooklyn 6, the New York Yankees 3. We're in the last half of the fourth inning. The first game of the 1956 World Series. Gilliam again, 2-3 steps, leads away, throw over, back safely. Johnny Cook's trying to keep Gilliam very close. Reese and Gilliam during the regular season have a great hit and run or run and hit combination, whichever you prefer. There he goes, and the pitch is a curve strike ball, throw down, safe. So Jim Gilliam gets the first stolen base in the World Series. Gilliam stole a base in the 1955 series, and this is his second theft in World Series competition. All right, Gilliam leads away from second. Two out. The pitch coming to Reese. A curveball outside, and it's two balls and one strike now with Pee-wee, the batter. Johnny Cooks, who came on in relief of Barney Ford here in the fourth inning, has been charged so far with one of the six runs scored by the Dodgers, with two of the eight hits picked up by the Dodgers. Gilliam leads from second. A pitch to Reese. A curve strike call. Pitch in the outside corner. Bell high. So it's two balls, two strikes, and two out. Johnny Cook's taking a little of the dirt from the mound, rubbing it off his hands. Facing a very tough competitor. A little colonel. There's the stretch by Johnny. A check to the runner at second base. The pitch to Reese. A curveball way outside. Side arms. And it's three balls, two strikes. So it's a full count to Pee-wee Reese. That was almost a crossfire pitch where the pitcher steps towards third and then wheels that ball into a right-hand batter. It looks like it's coming out of the third base dugout. Ready now. The check of the runner.
For the Dodgers has Sandy Amos in left, Duke Snyder in center, Carl Pro in right, Robinson at third, Reese at short, Gilliam at second, and Hodges at first. The pitch, curve low in the dirt, ball one. Robinson, the third baseman for the Dodgers, playing about two steps off the edge of the infield grass and about five steps off the foul line. Reese is deep at short, Gilliam is shaded over at near second. Magley's ready, deals, and it's a fastball strike call on the outside corner to Hank Bauer. One ball, one strike. Magley usually keeps that ball inside and tight, and then he'll break a curve low and outside. Deals with a 1-1, a curveball hit on and way out in the left field line. It's going to go out of play. Robinson over near the stands can't quite get to it. So Jackie Robinson and Pee-wee Reese had moved out halfway along the line in left field, but the wind did not bring it back in. Flags are blowing out in the direction of right field, but not enough tight on that ball for the wind to get it and bring it back into play. So Bauer has the life. One ball, two strikes. Dodgers lead, 6-3. Here's the pitch by Magley. Hold on. Lined out in the left center field at the base hit. Moving over for it is Duke Snyder. And he scoops it up and fires it in a second. And Bauer, who made the turn at first, goes back. So Hank Bauer gets his second hit of the day. Hit number six off Carl Magley. And up now is Enos Slaughter, who has two for two. The Yankees got their first two men on in the third inning with nobody out, but then Magley got Mickey Mantle on a strike. Yogi Berra, pop, and Scallon forced a runner. Pitch to Enos Slaughter, strike call. country, a veteran of many years in the baseball wars, looking just as fit as the youngster just coming out of high school. Clem Levine has gone to work in the Dodger bullpen. There's a swing and a pop-up, and moving over near the foul line is Jackie Robinson. He straddles the line, he takes it, a fair ball, but it's popped out. So Slaughter pops to Jackie Robinson. And there's one out, one on. And the batter now is the swisher, Mickey Mantle. Clem Levine goes to work in the Dodger bullpen. Don Besson was out there earlier. The outfield pulls on to the right with Dick Snyder deep in right center. Carl Fuller moves back near the wall. Hank Bauer leads away. The pitch coming to Mantle. Good ball outside and low. Ball one. Mantle hit a two-run home run in the first inning. He was called on strikes in the third for strikeout number five. Then for Sal Magley, who picked up his sixth in the fourth inning. Bauer leads away. Hodges holds against him. The pitch to Mantle. Mickey looks at a curve inside for ball two. So Magley follows the pattern and the blueprint established by Sal for pitching. Low outside, high inside. Moving that ball around so that Mantle cannot get set. And Magley hopes will not get the big part of the bat on it. Ready once again as Magley checks the run at first. A two-ball pitch to Mantle. Takes a curve that's low for ball three. 3-0. And while the Dodgers are holding a three-run lead with a score Brooklyn 6, New York 3, the Dodger fans are getting a little uneasy. One out, one on. Bauer leads away. The 3-0 pitch to Mickey Mantle on its way. Takes it for a strike. Now Mantle looks down to Frankie Grossetti, coaching at third. Dodgers holds against Hank Bauer, who's right there tight. Now he leads away. The stretch by Magley. The check of the run of the pitch to Mantle. Ducks away from a curveball inside. Ball four. So that is only the second walk given up by Sal Magley. And the Yankees have two men on. And here comes manager Walt Alston of the Brooklyn Dodgers out to have a chat with his pitcher. Of the Dodgers is out there at the mound, and he's talking to Magley along with his catcher Roy Campanella. Magley was bothered with a little shoulder stiffness, but said he was ready to pitch. And the manager of the Dodgers may be asking him whether his shoulder has tightened up or whether he feels all right. Pee Wee Reese charges into the mound to ask Campanella something, and Roy exchanges a little greeting with him. So Alston is still out there chatting with Magley. And Levine is still working in the bullpen. Carl Fellow playing catch with one of the bullpen participants out there, keeping his arm loose. Now umpire Babe Finelli starts to move out to the mound to hustle up this conversation. And the manager of the Dodgers comes back. So Magley is still in there. With one out, and the Yankees with two men on, and the score is 6-3. The Brooklyn Dodgers leading. And the batter is Yogi Berra, who is 0-for-1. He walked in the first inning. He popped to the third baseman, Jackie Robinson, in the third inning with two men on and one man out. Magley is ready, checks his runners. Here's the pitch to Berra. Curve outside for ball one. Yogi Berra. With a .260 World Series batting average, a .298 during the regular season. The outfield pull to the right for him. Right side of the infield backed up. Mantle leads away. Bauer leads away. The pitch is swung on, and he foul tips it for a strike. 1-1. Levine continues to heat. Magley turns his back on Yogi Berra. Rubbing that ball up. Bauer strolls away from second. And Mantle with a good lead away from first, and the right side of the infield has the infielders playing back. They are ignoring the runners. Pitch to Berra. Swings and a ground ball to the right side. It's foul. And bouncing on by the box seats out there, one of the spectators sitting there reaches out and has himself a souvenir. So it's a one ball, two strike count. Berra the batter with Bill Scowen on deck. The barber trying to get out of this jam. He got out of one in the third inning. He was nicked in the first inning. But then after settling down, after giving up two runs and a home run by Mantle, and after walking Barra, he got rid of Scowron and McDougal on strikeouts. Retired the side in order in the second. Mowen Slaughter tagged him for singles, consecutive singles in the third. Then he got Mantle on a strikeout, Barra on a pop-out, and Scowron on a fourth. In the fourth inning, after an out by McDougal, a home run by Martin, he again settled down. Yogi Barra waits. The check of the runner is the pitch, and it's outside for ball two. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Spectators gasping. Umpire Babe Pinelli drawing a fine bead on those pitches. Babe gets right down and looks right over that strike zone very carefully. All right, we're ready once again. The runners lead away. The 2-2 delivery to Barra. Outside, ball three, a fastball. So it's a full count now to Yogi Barra. Three balls and two strikes with two men on. Top half of the fifth inning. Brooklyn Dodgers 6, the New York Yankees 3. Magley will go to his stretch, and he looks back to second. The runners are moving. The pitch coming to Barra. He swings, and the fly ball is hit in the left field. Sandiano strips over to his left a few steps, and he's got it. Round number two. So Barra flies out to Sandy Emerson, left field. While we wait for the next batter, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. This is Bob Neal with Bob Wolf in Ebbets Field in the first game of the World Series. And Bill Scowron is in there now with two men out and two men on. And Sal Magley, who's been able to squeeze out of a couple of jams, is trying to squeeze out of this one. Scowron, wearing number 14, is 0 for 2, the pitch to him. He swings on a curve way outside for strike one. It's an amazing thing to watch this curveball of Sal Magley's. Unless you actually see it, you don't believe it. That ball breaks way outside. Sandy Amoros deep in left, Snyder deep in center, left side of the infield backed up. Bauer at second, leads away. Mantle at first, leads away. Magley checks them. Here's the one-strike deal, way outside of fastball, one and one. Levine now just casually throwing in the bullpen, just staying loose. Magley again turns his back to the batter, Bill Scarron, moves back out there to rub that ball up. Runners lead away. Scowron, plenty strong, pumping that bat. The 1-1 delivery to him. Swung on, a fly ball hit the left center field. Sandy Amoros moving in towards the center field part. He's got it. Well, the Yankees fail to score in the top of the fifth inning. And for New York, no runs, one hit, no Brooklyn errors, and two men left on. And the Yankees have now left 5 men on the bases. At the end of 4.5 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn Dodgers 6 and the New York Yankees 3. It was interesting to watch Sal Magley there pitching very carefully to Mickey Mantle because he remembered that first inning. You know, Mickey didn't go for 60 this year, but well, only 7 others have ever hit 50 or more. You know, this and a raft of interesting facts are right at your fingertips with a new Best Pocket edition of the official Encyclopedia of Baseball. It's a handy condensation of the standard authority that regularly sells for $5.95, and it's yours free with purchase of the Gillette Razor. Now, here are Major League rosters, nicknames, lifetime records, how they bat and throw, the Hall of Fame scores, roster and data in all series games, park diagrams, seating plans, and playing areas, All-Star game results, and, well, much, much more. But what a book. You get it free with the Gillette Super Speed Razor that shaves you so clean, so easy, changes blades so quick, and cleans with a rinse. Complete with Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser, Travel Case, and Book. $1, regular price of the razor alone. Now to take you on the last half of the ball game today. The young man from the Washington Senators, fine young broadcaster Bob Wolf.
Thank you, Bob Neal. Duke Snyder steps in. We're all set to go. Johnny Cooks delivers curve in the inside corner. A called strike to the Duke, who singled a short center field last time up. Later came in to score, along with Reese, on a three-run homer by Gil Hodges. Snyder is 1-for-2. He grounded out in the first inning. Strike one to count. Johnny Cooks, tall right-hander in the mound. The next pitch, another curve, this time too low. And the count goes to 1-1. Snyder, Robinson, Hodges here in this home fifth for the Brooklyn Dodgers, who are leading the ball game 6-3 with 8 hits to 6 for New York. Cooks comes in with a slow one, and there goes a line drive out to left field. Ina Slaughter comes in, takes it knee-high for the out. Duke Snyder lining out to Ina Slaughter in left, who is a sinking liner, and there's one away, and Jackie Robinson, who is homered into the seats of left center, and has fly deep to Madeline center, steps in for the third time. Johnny Cooks doing the pitching, 23 years old, a right-hander. Used mainly as a starting pitcher this past season by New York. Goes up with the right arm. Delivers a fastball, and it's over up and knees for a called strike one to Jackie Robinson. Batting cleanup for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Score 6-3 with Brooklyn leading. And this the home fifth, the first game of the World Series. Strike one the count. Cooks ready. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch is wide. And the count now goes to 1-1. Robinson is a fellow who's really seen plenty of service in different spots in the World Series. He's played four different positions in five series, first, second, left, and third base. 37 years old, right-handed batter waiting with a 1-1 count. A curveball of beauty breaks over for a called strike two. This Cooks can really make him bend. Cooks came out of the Army in 1955 with only Class B experience. He made the Yankees at an early spring school in St. Pete. Won 8 and lost 7 as a rookie, but this past season blossomed to 18 wins and only 9 losses. Led club in shutouts with 3. Looks in and gets the sign from Yogi Berra. Count 2 strikes and a ball to Robinson. The pitch, a fastball. It's chopped foul. Robbie reached across that time on the outside corner, took a half swing, and it went back behind home plate. So the count remains 2 strikes and a ball. There's one away here in this home fifth. Snyder led off the inning by lining out to Slaughter. Enos is playing very deep for Robinson. Cooks delivers, and he moves Jackie back slightly with an inside pitch to run the count now to 2-2. This past season, Jackie hit a .275 batting average. And his series batting average going into play today at .230. Real clutch player for the Dodgers. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on. There's a high foul going off to the left. Yogi Berra and Kerry chase it, but goes out of play. About 15 rows back behind the New York Yankee dugout, which is on the left side. So it remains 2-2 to Jackie Robinson. Slaughter playing very deep, just about 7 or 8 feet from the fence and left. And Mantle also playing a very deep center field. Robinson pulled one in the seats to left center his first time up. 2-2. Here it comes. A changeup swung on. There's a fly ball to short left. Slaughter playing deep is coming in fast. Has it for the out. Two away as Zena Slaughter gets both put out. And listen to the crowd as Gil Hodges comes up. Gil singled into short center field in the second inning. And then he really made this crowd come to its feet with a three-run homer to left. In the third, bringing in Reese and Snyder. That homer was stroked against Whitey Ford, who pitched the first three. Johnny Cooks came on in the fourth. So Hodges steps in and looks at a called strike one. Cooks delivered that ball on the outside corner, a breaking pitch. Hodges, a big fellow, 6'3½", a 200-pounder. Broken originally as a catcher, but the arrival of Campanella forced his conversion. Fine glove man, as well as a long ball hitter. He has hit 271 homers, the most of any Dodger in history. He sends a ground ball out to Gil McDougall. The shortstop bobbles it, now has it, throws, and he's in time with the throw. Nabbing Gil Hodges to retire the side. Three up and three down in the fifth, with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And the score after 5 innings. Brooklyn 6, the Yankees 3. People both in the United States and Canada are sold to the hilt on our free way of life. Don't you think it's up to us to safeguard it and help make it work? We have the right of the ballot to shape the future we want. And that means a duty to register and vote. Remember, your ballot is the power that runs the government, builds schools and highways, supports prosperity, strengthens our country's defenses. There's a presidential election coming up Tuesday, November 6th. Before you go to work that day, before you go shopping, stop in and vote. And between now and election day, help remind your friends by telling them, see you at the polls. The sixth inning. Fires McDougald, Martin, Carey, coming up against Sal Magley, who is working behind a 6-3 lead. Up to this point, 6 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Brooklyn. And for the Yankees, 3 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. McDougald, leading off, has struck out, and he's flied out to left field. Gill, 6 feet, 175, very versatile infielder for New York. He can play second, short, and third. Led the American League second baseman in fielding back in 1954, but shifted to third when Billy Martin returned from service to play second. And this past year, when the shortstop job opened up, Gill moved right in there. 28 years old. He's one of only four players ever to hit a grand slammer in the World Series. Right-handed batter, he sort of cradles the bat as he swings, holds it back, steps in, and the first pitch is a breaking pitch for a called strike one from Magley. McDougald followed by Martin and Carey. Yankees have scored their 3 runs so far on homers, a 2-run homer by Matto and a solo homer by Martin. Another strike is called. Magley likes to work that outside corner on these right-handed batters, and he's keeping that ball low. An odd thing, though, despite the fact that Sal is known for that curve and the slider, and hitting the ball into the dirt, not many Yankees have done that today. There's a foul back. Campanella gives up the chase. It's back against the screen. It remains strike two. Up to this point, as a matter of fact, only 2 balls have been hit by the Yankees on the ground. One by Bauer in the first inning, one by Scourin in the third. Of course, Sal has contributed himself with those 6 strikeouts. But the Yankees otherwise have been hitting it up in the air. 2 strikes the count to McDougald. And the next pitch is sent foul, trickling outside the third base line over toward Frankie Crosetti. Magley, of his 6 strikeouts, has struck out 6 different men, McDougald being one of the victims. 2 strikes the count to Gil McDougald. The outfield just slightly shaded toward left. It's a beautiful afternoon, and the slight breeze continues toward right. Magley starts the windup, comes in with another curve, and he misses this time. Gil started to move slightly toward the plate, looking to see whether or not that would hit the corner and gave it up. It's 2 strikes and a ball. Magley, a very scientific pitcher. As a matter of fact, his long conversations with his infielders as to exactly where to play for every member of the opposition. 2 strikes and a ball. And a curve, strike three is called. Magley has now struck out 7 men. McDougald twice. Billy Martin is fouled out to Roy Campanella. And he swatted a home run to left. He comes up with 1 out in the top of the 6th. And the score, Brooklyn 6 and the Yankees 3. Ball game being played at Ebbets Field. Here's the first pitch to Billy Martin. A strike call, a little high fastball. Martin steps out of the batter's box, a 28-year-old scrapper. Fine clutch player. He's already made many headlines himself in World Series competition. Strike one to count. Here's the next pitch, and there's a pop-up going out between first and second. Gilliam is there to take it for the out. 2 away in the top of the 6th inning. Andy Carey, who looked at a called strike 3 in the 2nd and flied out to right field in the 4th inning. The steps are now with 2 away, and the base is empty. Carey will be 25 later on this month. Here's a pitch, And there's a ground ball. Pee Wee Reese comes in. Now Robinson cuts in front of Reese, gets his grip on it, deflects the ball over to Junior Gillian, the second baseman, as Carey goes across first base in the play. It scored as a base hit. And it was a rather scratch hit, you might term it, of unusual fashion. A high hopper, a slow one just to the left of the pitcher. Magley went for it. Reese coming in would have had to really hurry the throw had he been able to scoop up the ball, and Jackie Robinson, cutting between both of them, just did manage to reach out, deflect the ball, and it went over toward the second base side. Bob Serve has just come out of the dugout as Walt Alston goes out to the mound. Walt Alston goes out to the mound to speak to Magley, with Kelly on first base and Bob Serve coming up to bat for Cooks. So Bob Serve will come up, a Husky right-handed batter who this past season had a .304 batting average, a .125 series record. Serve is batting for Cooks here in the sixth. Two outs, one on. And the first pitch, low for a ball. Ball one, the count to Serve. Carey on first with two away. Morgan warming up in the bullpen for New York. Carey takes a slim lead. The pitch to Serve is missed. On the count now is 1-1. Serve, a University of Nebraska graduate, good spot player. He hit a pinch homer off Craig in the fifth game of the 55 series. Right-handed batter waiting. Magley with the stretch, the pause, a look toward first. And the pitch missed again. Serve, one for a curveball for two strikes and a ball. Clem Levine again starts warming up for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Magley steps back off the mound. He's yielded seven hits to New York. Dodgers have eight so far. Outfield deep for Serve. There's the stretch and the pause by Magley, and the pitch on the way is set on the ground out through the middle of the center field for a base hit. Carey moves into second base, and Serve is on first. Hunt grounded just to the left of the mound, going out to center. Puts Vernon on first and second. And brings up Hank Bauer, who has two for three. Back in the first inning, there were Yankee hits back-to-back. In the third inning, the Yankee hits came back-to-back. And here in the sixth, two in a row after two are out. Their other hit came in the fifth, and another hit in the fourth. Hank Bauer steps in now, with men on second and first. Each side with pitchers warming up. Two on and two out. Outfield deep, the right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. And there's a pop-up foul. Campanella's coming back near the dugout. Can't get it. It's about three rows back. Out of play. Roy gave out a hard run just to the side of the Brooklyn dugout, which is just below us to our right. So Bauer stays in there with a strike one count. Bauer this past season had only a .241 batting average, but he racked up his personal highs in homers at 26, and in runs batted in with 84. Hank steps back in. There's the sign now from Campanella. Carey on second, Serve on first, two away. The score, 6-3 Brooklyn. Bauer waits. The pitch is swung and missed. It was a breaking pitch on the outside corner just around the knees. And it's strike two to Hank Bauer, who now steps out. Steps back in. Campy, the catcher, holds up his hand for just a moment to Sam Ackley. Now, Benz gives the sign. Carey leading off second, Serve off first. Two strikes to count. And the next pitch is wide. Campy had a reach for it. Two strikes and a ball. Time is called. Campanella is going out to speak to Sal Magley. Sal Magley, who has staged the comeback of the year at the age of 39. 13 wins and 5 losses in the Dodgers' pennant campaign, becoming the second oldest pitcher to get a no-hitter. Now Campanella back behind the plate. 2 strikes and a ball. Bauer waits. Outfield just slightly toward left and playing deep. Frank steps up for just a moment. Now the ex-Marine pounds the bat on the plate, looks out to the mound, and again he steps out. Back in and waiting. 2 strikes and a ball. He swings, sends a pop-up going into short right field. Hodges is drifting back, and the first baseman has it for the out. Here in the top half of the sixth inning, there were no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left. The score, at the middle of the sixth, Brooklyn 6, the Yankees 3. I was speaking to Chuck Gressen just recently. He told me that one reason that Magley didn't have his full effectiveness last year was because of a bad back. Sal's just one of many players who keep going despite injuries, like Al Rosen. I don't know if Al's here today or not, but if he is, he'll be right back at his job in a brokerage house immediately after the series. He's quite a businessman, and as one, he stresses the importance of keeping clean shave. He says, and these are Rosen's own words, "In my experience, for shaves that look good and stay with you, you can forget about any other razor but a Gillette." Let's take it from there, because today there are 3 Gillette Super Speed razors, white, regular, and heavy. Each is made in one piece for convenience, instant blade changing and cleaning. One is precisely engineered for you. It has the right blade edge exposure, edge angle, and weight to give you immaculate shaves, comfortable all the way. That's guaranteed. Ask for the Gillette Super Speed razor with Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser and Trim Travel Case. You get the whole outfit for $1. And as a World Series special, the official encyclopedia of baseball is included free. Tom Morgan now takes over on the mound. First man will be coming up to face Tom Morgan, who is the 3rd Yankee pitcher, will be Carl Furillo. And we're all set to go. Morgan, a right-hander. Furillo has a double which drove in a run, and he's flied out. Slight crouch to the plate, waiting for the first pitch. It's on the way, and it comes in low for a ball. Morgan, 26 years old. He's 6'2", 195. Bob Neal told you, known as the Plowboy. There's the windup, and the pitch to Perillo is swung on. It's a grounder going out to McDougal at short, takes the big hop. There's a throw to first base to Scowen in time for the out. And Perillo is out number one in the home sixth. Roy Campanella, who is 1-for-2, he's fly to right, and he's double to right center, steps in now with one out, nobody on. Campanella, always a dangerous man. He and Stan Musial have the only players ever to win the most valuable player in the National League 3 times. 34 years old, Campanella at the plate, facing Morgan. And the pitch is swung on. There's a line drive to center field where Mantle waits. And Campanella is out number 2. Sandy Amos fly to center in the second inning. And then single to center, driving in Campanella. In the fourth, steps in with 2 away, nobody on. Morgan, this past season, had 6 wins and 7 losses, appearing in 41 games. He's appeared in 2 series, the 3 prior games, and has no wins and no losses. Amos batting 8th, playing left field at the plate, left-hander. Morgan starts the windup, delivers, and the first pitch is a fastball. It's low for ball 1. Whitey Ford pitched the first 3 innings. Then came Cooks, and then Morgan here in the sixth. There's a strike called. Count is 1-1 to Amos. Five runs were scored off Whiting and one off Crooks. One and one, the count to Amaris with two away. Morgan's next pitch is sent high into the air into left center. Slaughter is moving forward, coming in fast, and the veteran has it for the out. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion here in the home six with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score after six innings, Brooklyn 6, the New York Yankees 3.
It's piggyback, Jack, piggyback, Jill, get Paper Mate's Wilkins Ferry Phil.
Old Paper Mate has a new pet.
There's none to compare
with the
piggyback
refill.
You've always a spare.
With 2 points,
2 inks supply.
If you're student, policeman, or clerk, you can be sure with a Paper Mate.
You'll always finish your work.
No more aggravation.
You won't tear out your hair.
See the demonstration of the piggyback's better.
Paper Mate's $1.95. It's the most.
It's the end.
Why, man, alive.
Buy a Paper Mate.
You'll say it's great when you like with a Paper Mate pen.
It's piggyback, Jack, piggyback, Jill. Get Paper Mate's Wilkins refill.
And don't forget, the amazing piggyback refill fits all Paper Mate pens. Eno Slaughter leads off in the seventh inning, with Brooklyn leading by a score of 6-3. Each side has 8 hits. So far in the ballgame, we've seen 2 home runs by New York. Mantle stroking a 2-run homer far over the right field fence in the first inning, and Martin hitting one to left in the fourth. And for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Jackie Robinson had a solo homer, and Gil Hodges a 3-run homer. So there have been a total of 4. The series record for homers in one game is 6. Eno Slaughter, who is 2-for-3, steps in, and the first pitch is a called strike. Here are 2 real baseball youngsters out there. Magley, 39 on the mound, and Slaughter, 40 years at the plate. And so far in the duel between the two, Slaughter has 2 hits against Sal. He's up now for the 4th time. There is a pitch over for a strike call. That's strike 2 to Slaughter, will be followed by Mantle and Barra. So Magley has some big siege guns to oppose here in the 7th inning. As we remarked, Sal, despite all his great breaking stuff, has not had the Yankees hitting that ball into the dirt. But Sal has been notching up those strikeouts today. Here comes the pitch, and it comes in low. In the first inning, there was 1 ground out and 2 strikeouts, and the second a foul out and 2 more strikeouts. On the last ball, which was hit into the ground for an out, came a scowling, forced Slaughter back in the third. The pitch is wide. It was close, and you can hear that hum in the background. Dave Pinelli took a good, careful look. Count is 2-2 to Slaughter. Comes from down there in Roxboro, North Carolina. Left-handed batter stands with feet fairly close together, waiting. Here's a 2-2 pitch, and there goes a line drive to center field. Coming in is Slaughter. He makes the catch. Slaughter hit that one right on the nose, right to Duke Snyder, who came in about 15 to 20 feet and took it just shoulder high. Mickey Mantle steps in. He sent a booming home run over the right field wall in the first, then looked at a called strike 3 in the third, and he walked in the fifth. One of 2 walks that Magley has given up, and the other has been to Yogi Berra. Incidentally, President Eisenhower is used to seeing Mickey Mantle hit home runs. This past season, he saw him hit 2 home runs on opening day in Washington, another homer the next time the president came out, and 1 here today. Pitch is wide for a ball. Ball 1 to Mantle is 1 away, top of the 7th. Score 6-3 Brooklyn. A changeup pitch is wide. Sal hasn't used many of those so far this afternoon. He decided to try it out on Mantle and missed the outside corner for ball 2. Sal, a real crafty worker out there on the mound. Looks in now to get the sign from Campanella. 2 balls to count. Here's the windup. And Magley's next pitch is a curveball missing on the outside for ball 3. Magley has had 2 past series with the Giants. He won 23 and lost 8 for the Giants' miracle team of 1951. He delivers inside, and Mantle draws a walk. That's twice that Mantle has drawn a walk. Of course, it goes without saying that any pitcher out there, especially in World Series competition, is going to work mighty cautiously on a fellow who has the strength and power of Mantle and the ability to hit that ball deep to any field from either side of the plate. Yogi Berra has walked, popped up, and he's fly to left. Mantle takes a lead. The pitch to Yogi is over for a called strike. And now down in the Brooklyn bullpen, there's action once again as Clem Levine and Don Bessent both start warming up. One on and one out. The infield playing a double play depth. The score, Brooklyn 6, the New York Yankees 3. Yankees at the plate, Berra the batter. There's a look toward first, then the pitch comes in, and there's a fly ball going out to right center. Ferrillo makes the catch, and Mantle scurries back to first base. Before Scowen steps in, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. Here in Ebbets Field, this is Bob Wolf, along with Bob Neal. The score, 6-3 Brooklyn. The batter, Scowen, two away, one on. And there's a line shot. Really high as Gilly, and he makes the catch. Closer to that crowd as Junior Gilliam went up as if he had springs in his legs for a one-handed grab of Scarlett Flyer. Tremendous. Side retired in the seventh with no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And a score in the middle of the seventh inning, Brooklyn 6, the Yankees 3. And the consensus of the sports writers, as reported by the New York papers this morning, has the series going either way. The experts feel the ball will take six games. When was the last time we had a six-game series, Bob?
Well, it was back in 1953. It was the Dodgers and the Yanks.
Mm-hmm. That's in the pocket edition of the official Encyclopedia of Baseball. This compact 320-page book contains the cream of the big $5 and 95 standard authority you'll find on every sports desk in the country. And it's free, absolutely free, with purchase of the Gillette razor at the regular price. Handy, indexed, this compact digest contains major league rosters with nicknames, birth dates, lifetime records, how they bat and throw, the Hall of Fame, scores, highlights, and rosters of all World Series games, and much, much more. How do you get it? Buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor set for just $1, the regular price. As a World Series special, the Baseball Encyclopedia is attached and it's free. Magley leads off in the home seventh. He's 0-2. Morgan's first pitch is down the middle for a called strike one. Crowd had some fun during the half-inning break there with Lattice Gooding and the response of the clapping along with the song. Morgan's next pitch is swung on and it's missed by Magley. That's strike two. Score is Brooklyn 6 and the New York Yankees 3. Game which has seen some long ball hitting. Homers by Robinson and a three-run homer by Hodges. And for New York, Mantle's two-run homer and Martin's solo homer. Beautiful afternoon here at Ebbets Field. Two strikes to count to Magley. Here comes the pitch, a curveball. There's one going to short right center. Mantle's coming in, makes the catch on the run in short right center field. Sal sort of half-punched that ball. It was on the outside corner and lofted it out there in the right center, and Mantle ought to make a long run for it. Jim Gilliam. Gets a nice hand for a tremendous catch on Scowen's liner to end the top of the seventh inning. Gilliam, off the plate, is 0-3. He's been on base once in an hour, and then later stole second. He takes wide, ball one. There's a home seventh, and the fans are being treated to some exciting baseball in this first game of the series. Morgan on the mound. Here's the pitch, and there's a foul off to the left out of play. Oregon with 6 wins, 7 losses this past year. Comes from California. He's 6'2", 195. And he was the busiest Yankee pitcher by appearing in 41 games. 1-1. The next pitch is wide, and the count now goes to 2 balls and a strike. Up to this moment, we've seen some fine control by these New York Yankee pitchers, Ford, Cooks, and Morgan. It's now a 2-ball, strike-1 count to Gilliam. No walks as yet by Yankee pitchers. Ball three, and that first one may be forthcoming. We shall wait and see what develops. Three balls, strike one. Atia just playing slightly toward right. Here's the windup. And the next pitch is ball four, and Gilliam draws the first walk that the Dodgers have had so far today. That brings up the captain, Pee Wee Reese, who fly deep in the right field corner. Bauer made a tremendous catch back in the first inning. As he caught the ball, he hit up against the fence there on the foul pole at the line. Reese and an infield hit on the third, and what could have called strike three in the fourth. So Pee Wee, who bats right, steps in with one on and one out. And the Dodgers in front, 6-3, and that's the home seventh. The third base carry has come in just a step or so. Shortstop, second base, halfway. A called strike on the outside corner, fired by Morgan, and it's strike one to Reese. Pee Wee Reese, who's played 14 seasons with the Dodgers, not counting three more in the service, 37 years old. 5'9.5", weighs about 175, stepping in there, waiting. Here it comes. He swings. There's a line drive to short center field. It drops in there. Mantle comes in to field the ball. Gilliam's on the way to third. There's a throw to third. Cut off by the shortstop. It will go. They throw back to first to Scowen. And now they have Reese caught between first and second. Morton takes the ball. Throws back to McDougal. He runs it towards Scowen. And Scowen makes the tag at first base. Reese is out. As Gilliam stays on third in the play. It was a very smart play by the shortstop, Gil McDougald, who cut off Mantle's throw from center field and then looked toward first base, where Reese, who had made a wide turn, was caught between first and second. And the rundown, finally, with Martin, McDougald, and Scowen all handling the ball. Scowen finally made the tag, and Gilliam, who continued to third base on the play, is at third. Reese, of course, gets credit for a hit on the play. He was out on the rundown. And Duke Snider comes up with two out. Gilliam on third, and the Duke will be put on first base. There's ball one. And ball two. They're going to put him on with the intentional walk, and that will bring up Jackie Robinson in the cleanup slot. Robinson is homered and is flied at deep to center and to left. It certainly was a dazzling play to follow in the run down on the bases. And there's ball four being lobbed in. Snider changes from his protective cap to his regular lightweight cap as he jogs to first base. The Duke had one for three before being walked. That was a single. And Jackie Robinson comes up now. Right-handed batter. And Morgan will pitch across to this right-hander with Gilliam on third base, Snider on first, and two out in the home seventh, Brooklyn leading 6-3. We've seen some tremendous baseball this afternoon. The outfield goes deep for Robinson. Jackie in and waiting, batting cleanup. Stretch and a pause on the pitch is low for ball one. The attendance this afternoon, 34,479. They're really jammed in. Ball one to Robinson. Morgan steps back off the mound. But on first and third, with two away. The pitch, Robinson sends a ground ball to carry. He makes the throw to second base over to Billy Martin, and the fourth on Duke Snider retires the side. So here in this home seventh,
There were no runs, a hit, no errors, and two left. And the score after seven innings, Brooklyn 6, the Yankees 3. Coming up now on this eighth inning, Gil McDougal. Well, we'll see what Gil can do. He is struck out, wide out, looked at the call, strike three in the sixth inning. Pulled a fine defensive play in the home seventh. And now on the eighth, he comes up with the New Yorkers. Yankees trailing by three runs in this ball game, and Sal Magley on the mound. Gil McDougal. He has had at least one homer in each of his four series. Total of five home runs, but so far has been blanked this afternoon in the hit department. Playing fine ball out there defensively. To be followed by Martin Carey. Eight hits so far for New York and nine for the Dodgers. And Magley all set to work. Delivers, and there's a foul back behind home plate for strike one. Last year, the Brooklyn Dodgers took all three of the games played here at Ebbets Field. And they've won five of the last six games played here against the New York Yankees. Magley puts in at the sign. McDougal waiting with a one-strike count. There's a high foul going toward the seats over outside the first baseline and drifting toward the seats and out of play. That's strike two. Hodges gave it over there. A vendor got that one. He's probably holding it aloft. Gone are all thoughts of selling the hot dogs for a moment. He has a baseball. Two strikes to Gil McDougal. The pitch. Foul back again, and the count remains the same. He'll be followed by Martin, who homered for one of the three Yankee runs. All the Yankee runs have been on home runs. Double was hit by Mantle earlier. And there have been two homers by the Dodgers, Robinson and Hodges, three-run homer. Magley blows on his fingers, a habit that he has out there on the mound. Delivers, and a swing and a miss. McDougal is a strikeout victim for the third time. Billy Martin comes up. He is one for three. Martin homered back in the fourth inning. The series strikeout record is held by Carl Erskine, 14. And Magley so far has eight today. There's a pitch over the outside corner for Martin for a called strike. Bob Turley now starts warming up in the yard. Strike one, the count to Martin. One away in the sixth inning. Brooklyn leading 6-3. The pitch to Billy is inside and high. One and one to number one, and one out. As four ones are up there across the scoreboard at the moment. A pattern which is bound to change with this pitch. Here's Magley delivering, and he's wide of the plate. That now goes to two balls and a strike to Billy Martin. In 1953, Billy won the Babe Ruth Award as the outstanding player of the series. He did it by breaking Ruth's record for most total bases with 23, batted an even 500. Fine clutch player. The pitch on the way is swung on. There's a foul off to the left. Robinson is after it near the seat. Reaches. Just can't get it. It's about two rows back. Roy Campanella also ran over there. It's 2-2 to Billy Martin. Cappy comes back, picks up the mask. Scully in this ballgame came up in the first four innings, with the Yankees getting out in front by a 2-0 score. Brooklyn tying it at 2-2 in the second. Brooklyn going ahead with three runs in the third to make it 5-2. Yankees added one run on the top of the fourth. Dodgers came back with one at 6-3. Martin again fouls one back. And it remains 2-2. Both these teams started out this afternoon as if home run records might fall and the high scoring marks might also be equaled or go by the wayside. But the pitching is steadied here in the latter innings. And Magley, of course, has certainly been working much steadier after a very slow start, and getting stronger as the game progresses. And the Yankees at the moment have their work cut out for them. 2-2. The pitch. Inside, and Martin has to fall down to the ground. Inside and high. It's like Reeves going by down there near home plate. 3-2 on a very beautiful afternoon. You may recall back in that 52 series, the seventh game, Billy, in a headline-making event, made a great catch of an infield fly with the bases loaded in the seventh inning. That saved that day for New York. Billy gets another grip on the bat. Now he steps back in, waiting with a 3-2 count. One away in the eighth inning. Magley's pitch is low, and it's ball four as Martin draws a walk. Andy Carey is being called back from the on-deck circle, and Casey Stengel is looking along the bench. Joe Collins has just gone over toward the bat rack, and he's kneeling over there at the bat rack. And we'll wait. See further developments there from the Yankee dugout on the left-hand side. Mickey Mantle was having a few words to say to Collins, and now here comes Joe up toward the plate. Joe Collins. Stops on route for a bit of rosin, and now here's the announcement. Number 15, Joe Collins, batting for Terry. Joe Collins is coming in here in the eighth. Earlier, the Yankees used Wilson, and we've seen Serve also go in there as pinch hitters. Collins wears a shin guard on his right leg. Here comes the pitch to Collins, and he takes a called strike. There's Jerry Coleman going down to the bullpen to start warming up. Collins with a called strike one. He had a 225 batting average this past season. He's batted 152 in series play, five series. He swings and sends the ground foul up to the right field line for strike two. You may recall how Joe created a sensation in the first game of the 55 series when he walloped two home runs off Don Newcomb. He's a fellow who seems to respond to pressure. He's been Casey's troubleshooter at first on the outfield. 9-year major league veteran, 33 years old, waiting for the pitch. Two strikes to count. A swing and a miss. Collins has won the strikeout. Sal has really knocked in the strikeout. And now let's see who'll be coming up as a pinch hitter for the pitcher here. Morgan will be leaving. He just picks up his glove. We're looking down toward the bullpen. As yet, Tommy Berry is coming in from the bullpen. And he'll be running in from the bullpen left to come up as a pinch hitter. Nine strikeouts so far, and notched up by the barber, Sal Magley. Meanwhile, down in the Dodger bullpen, Besant and Levine are still limbering. Yankees have two warming up down there. Tommy Byrne selecting a bat off to the side. There's the announcement as Byrne. Tommy Vann going in to bat for Morgan. Well, Tommy is another one of the veterans who seems to keep getting better. He's 36 years old. 6'8", 1 inch, 180. A left-handed batter. He made one of the great comebacks of the year last season, just like Magley is doing this year. He returned from the minors, where he picked up great control and a lot of stuff. And he came back to post a 16-5 record for New York. 1-1 in the series. And he was a loser in that tremendous last game to Johnny Podres by a 2-0 score. But right now, it's Vern up there as a hitter. He's been doing a lot of pinch hitting throughout the years, and he steps in to face Magley. With Billy Martin on first base and two away on the safe, Martin got on a walk, sandwiched in between two strikeouts. The pitch is over for a called strike. Grim and Charlie warming up for New York. Strike one, the count to Tommy Byrne. Here's the pitch, and it misses on the outside corner. The count now is 1-1. Byrne can hit that long ball. He stands fairly close to the plate. Martin taking a swing lead off first. There's a stretch in the pause, and Magley's pitch is swung on as a foul going toward the dugout. Campanella's after it, and he has it. They kill that 5 to 10 feet in front of the Yankee dugout on the left-hand side. Ball on the top of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And the score, after the middle of the eighth inning, is Brooklyn 6, the New York Yankees 3. Well, you know, when McDougal came up here in the top of the sitting, it didn't call for the bunt situation, although Gil was a mighty good man at laying him down. As a matter of fact, Gil made a special recording to tell you how he lays down a sacrifice. Here he is with Mel Allen.
Gil, that bunt of yours looks different. What's the story? For one thing, Mel, I slide both hands up the bat, take an easy grip, just meet the ball and drop it on a baseline. Thanks, Gil. Now mind telling the fans how you get those quick, refreshing shaves? That's a cinch. Just take an easy grip on my Gillette razor and a minute.
A mighty savvy man, that Gil McDougal. How about you? Are you enjoying those easy, good-looking shaves you get with a razor that matches your face? If not, better look over those three Gillette Super Speeds, the light, regular, and heavy. One has the precise blade edge exposure, angle, and weight to suit your particular combination of skin and beard. A dollar buys the razor, Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser Travel Case, and while they last, you get the best pocket encyclopedia of baseball free. Some changes now. Billy Martin goes over to third base. Bob Turley comes on to pitch. And Jerry Coleman is in at second. Turley is the fourth New York Yankee pitcher following Ford, Cooks, and Morgan. Coming on here in the home eight.
So we have that change in the infield also. And here's the announcement.
Number one, Billy Martin now playing third base. Number 42, Jerry Coleman.
It'll be Hodges, Perillo, and Campanella.
Bob Turley, number 19, pitching and batting.
Turley will bat eighth, Coleman ninth. And the first man up to face Turley here in the home eighth is Gil Hodges, who has won plaudits today from the hometown folks here in Brooklyn with a single and then a 3-run homer. He grounded out last time up. The first pitch by Turley skips right back off Darren's mitt toward the backstop for ball one. The Yankees have gone deep to the bench today trying to get pinch hitters to get them back in the ballgame, but they're having the problems. Meanwhile, the Dodgers leading with six runs on nine hits. There's a pitch high for a ball. It's ball two. Curley's 26 years old. During the course of his career, he's been applauded for a great fastball and of late a fine curve, but he has been troubled with control problems, something the Yankee coaches have worked on diligently. He fires one down the middle for a called strike one, and it's now two balls, strike one. Charlie, a husky, 6'2" pitcher, 210 pounds. He was the American League strikeout king in 54. There's a strike on the outside corner called by Dave Pennelly. Two and two. Outfield is deep with Hodges at the plate. Here's a guy that can really unload him. He swings right from the bottom. He sends a high foul going off to the right, not a play, and it remains two and two. Yogi Berra revving up a new ball, bringing it partway out to the mound. Curley relinquished that strikeout title to Score back in 55, and this past season. And while working on control, his strikeout total dipped to 91 this year. So far, these Dodgers have been able to meet that ball today. Only two of the fans so far this afternoon. And there's a third notched up as Hodges goes down swinging. So far this afternoon, the Yankee pitchers have nabbed Reese and Hodges and Magley on strikeouts. And Carl Farrillo, who now steps in, has a double, which went out to left center, drove in a run in the second. He flied to right in the third, and he grounded it out in the sixth. One out in the home eight. The Dodgers nursing a three-run lead. 6-3 they lead in the first game of the series here at Ebbets Field. Bob Turley comes in with a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike one. It was knee-high to Carl Farrillo, to be found by Roy Campanella. This past season, 8 wins, 4 losses for Chile. There's the ball going out to the shortstop, McDougal. He's up in the first to first base for the out. Half of Farrillo's bat snapped off that time and went flying over into the Yankee dugout. So that was a play where we might have had two out at the same time. Farrillo was out, and he might have taken a Yankee out with him, but all escaped injury. Casey Stengel ended up with a bat over there and made a few motions with it as to, hey, what's going on? Campanella swings and misses, and the bat flies out of his hand into the Yankee dugout. Well, this appears a new way to beat the Yankees. Never before tried. Campanella smiling, looking over there, and the Yankees looking out a little belligerently, but also with a smile. President Eisenhower is chuckling just a bit off to our right. The Yanks will be setting up defenses pretty soon for this particular play. All, of course, just by chance. A swing and a miss by Campanella, and it's strike two. In the series, it's 0 wins, 1 loss for Bob Turley. And the pitch makes the count now 2 strikes and ball 1 to Campanella. 2 away in this home eight. Well, the crowd got a lot of amusement out of those two episodes with bats flying over there. Now, Campy looks out. Here's the pitch. A slow curve. And it's a called strike three. Campanella out of the strikeout. So in the home eight, no runs. No hit, no errors, and nobody left. And the score, after 8 innings, Brooklyn 6, the Yankees 3.
Do you really want a decent shave? Do you really want a decent shave? Then shave the left, with the gray and the gray by the left, shave the left.
Tom Sturdivant now is limbering up for the Yankees. Bob Serve, who pinched it earlier, is catching him down there.
outside the left field line. And the Yankees now come up in the ninth inning, trailing by a 6-3 score. It'll be Bauer, Slaughter, Naho, and maybe others, depending on what develops. Hank Bauer, first man up, has two before so far against Sal Magley. Crowd here rather silent for the moment. Mighty pleased that our broadcast is not only going throughout these United States and Canada, but also throughout the world by Armed Forces Radio. Certainly hope that all who are listening are enjoying our game coming from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn today. First game of the series with the score 6-3 in the ninth inning now upon us. Bauer steps in. Pennelly has dusted off the plate. And Sal Magley goes to the rosin bag, scuffs the dirt a bit just by the pitching rubber, rubs up the ball, hitches up the pants, and we're all set to go in the ninth. Works in to get the sign from Campanella. Here's the windup. And the pitch is over for a called strike. Bauer tried to crouch a bit that time. Strike one to Bauer. Down in the bullpen, it's still Besson to Levine, warming up for the Dodgers. Here's the windup by Magley. Sal delivers, and it's strike two as Bauer attempting a bunt in a pitch which was on the outside corner, missed it. Two strikes the count. Two strikes. Magley bends low to get the sign. Now comes in with a curve, and it's foul, kicking just to the right of home plate. Two strikes the count to Hank Bauer here in the ninth inning. Hank and Slaughter, who follow, each have had two hits of the Yankees' eight. Here's the next pitch. And there's a ground foul outside of third. That remains strike two to Bauer. Mike grips that foul, looks out toward the mound. Sal Magley has struck out nine men today. Brilliant display of pitching. The right-hander delivers, and there's another foul going off to the left and out of play. Heading up, just skims by in front of the roof into the second deck. Bauer steps out of the batter's box as a new ball goes out to the mound. Outfield is slightly around toward left, and the infield is pulled slightly around in the hole. Reese has moved over just a few feet in the shortstop post. Now a sign from Cappy. Two strikes to count. The pitch, wide. And the crowd hums because Bauer that time followed that ball with rapt concentration all the way as it finally came in low and outside. Two strikes and a ball. Sturdivant warming up in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the next pitch from Magley. Just missing in the inside corner. Sal tried to throw one in there, just about filled high, and it missed the inside corner by inches. It appeared here from our broadcast booth. Sal again back off the mound, has glove off, and he's given that ball a good roughing up. The score, Brooklyn 6, the New York Yankees 3. The ninth inning, the pitch. There's a ground foul outside of third, and Bauer is sticking right in there. So let's take this moment right now to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. Back to the ball game, count 2-2. Here's the windup, Magley's pitch. Swing and a miss. Goes right on a strikeout. Strikeout number 10. Ten strikeouts for Sal Magley. Enos Slaughter, who is 2-for-4, comes up with one out of the ninth inning. Slaughter steps in. Here comes the pitch. And it's a strike ball in the inside corner. And the crowd now is responding as these strikes come up to the plate. Bagley again is working a little more slowly, again with the glove off, rubbing up the ball. Slaughter is an infield hit and a hit to left. He's popped up and lined out to center. He takes wide and the count goes to 1-1. Last year, the Brooklyn Dodgers lost the first two and in an unprecedented move came back to win the series. At the moment, they lead in this first game by a score of 6-3. Bagley winds up, comes in with the pitch, and there goes a line drive to short left field. It's in there for a base hit. Ramos grabs it on the hop, throws in, and Slaughter has his third hit. A single to left. That brings up Mantle, and as those who follow the fortunes of the Dodgers and the Yankees know, each of those teams is capable of coming up in any inning and staging a rally.